The following is another Klatsch Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Pappenheim, long count, drops straight back, seven-step drops, going to set up a screen to Klingelhoffer. He completes it at the 15, block at the 10, to the 5. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Little screen right over the top to Mason Klingelhoffer for the touchdown.
Tonight, the Class D2 state playoffs continue in Loomis as the Wolves battle the Amherst Broncos. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Class Kid Sports Club.
As they give a fullback dive here again, that time Benton made the ball get dropped loose. It's loose and picked up, and he's off to the races. He's trying to go all the way, and he will. A fumble recovery touchdown for the Loomis Wolves.
After 1-2 start this season, Loomis has rattled off six straight wins to earn an opening night rematch with Amherst. Amherst is looking for a season sweep of Loomis and a berth in next week's quarterfinals. It's the Broncos and Wolves coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Loomis with Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Loomis. It is time for continuing coverage of the 2013 Nebraska State High School football playoffs as we bring you second-round action in the West Bracket in D2, a rematch of an opening night contest between the Loomis Wolves and their Fort Kearney Conference opponents, the Amherst Broncos. With our producer-engineers Stacy Johns and Merritt Lawson in the Platte River Preps War Room, I am Doug Duda with you for tonight's rematch. Of course, the first meeting between these two teams on opening night went to Amherst by a score of 27-16 on this same football field. Loomis started the year 1-2, but since then have rattled off six straight wins, and that other loss came at the hands of Wallace, who has advanced on to the state quarterfinals. The winner of this game will take on Wallace. If it is Loomis, they'll hit the road. If it is Amherst, then it would be Wallace at Amherst in the state quarterfinals on Tuesday. We'll get to some scores here for you in just a minute, but let you know that we're on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader, as we get ready for tonight's high school football matchup. A lot of games earlier today, most of the East and a handful of the West at 7 o'clock. But as we get ready to hear from the coaches, Ron Evans of Amherst and Dennis Reese of Loomis, let's give you a little preview of what we expect to see tonight, and that's a lot running the football. You've got some big boys on both sides. You've got some very young linemen, and I think that's probably what part of this football game is going to come down to. Loomis actually has to put a freshman and some sophomores up on that line, and they'll be a little more or less, experienced than what Amherst is able to put out there. Amherst, after stubbing their toe against Lawrence Nelson with a few turnovers, bounced back with a very strong performance over Hitchcock County last week, while Loomis took care of their rival just 7 miles down the road, doubling up the score on Bertrand. And so that's how we have gotten to tonight's action. Let's take a look at some of the football games that are going on so far today in C1. The top seed in the West, Cozad, after trailing 12-7, rattled off 27 unanswered points to beat Pierce 34-12. They will play the winner of Gothenburg Broken Bow, and ironically, it's 3-0 in the second quarter. That was the final score in the first meeting, but this time Gothenburg leads Broken Bow 3-0. Norfolk Catholic has defeated Adams Central today 33-7, and Boone Central has just gotten on the board to tie Kearney Catholic, and now they have scored again. It is Boone Central Newman Grove 14, Kearney Catholic 7. They're in the second quarter. That game is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Well, 1460, we've got St. Cecilia on 1550. In the east part of C1, Columbus Lakeview is up on number one Syracuse 12-0 in the second quarter. Lincoln Christian leads Falls City 6-0 in the second quarter. Kicking off at 7, Wahoo in town to take on Wahoo Newman, and Wilbur Claytonia hosting Ashland Greenwood. In C2, the game you just heard here on Classic Hits, Donovan Trumbull has advanced on with a 26-0 win over Crofton. North Platte St. Pat's clinging to a 21-18 lead over Blue Hill. That's airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Both teams have scored 3 touchdowns, but Blue Hill has not been able to make a 2-point conversion. St. Cecilia leads Hershey in the fourth quarter, 13-6. At the half, Sutton leads undefeated Battle Creek, 8-7. In the eastern portion of the bracket, Malcolm, a 2-0 lead over Tecumseh Herman in the second quarter. The other games kicking off at this hour. It is Aquinas at Archbishop Bergen, Lutheran High Northeast hosting Hardington Cedar Catholic, and Centennial at Omaha Brownell Talbot. In D1, they are underway. Overton and Palmer scoreless. Twin Loop and North Central scoreless. Elm Creek and Burwell all scoreless in the first quarter. Hemingford beat Chambers Wheeler Central 48-18. In the eastern portion of the bracket, Howells Dodge leads Freeman at the half, 40-6. In the second quarter, Brooding Davenport Shickley 6-0 over Randolph. Exeter Milligan 16-0 over High Plains. And in the first quarter, Creighton leads Guardian Angels 22-12. And finally in D2, Wallace beat Hay Springs 48-28. The winner gets Wallace. It is Stewart leading Anselmo Myrna at the half, 18-6. And at last check, Shelton was leading Medicine Valley. They have now made it into half, 34-25, and we've just had an update that Palmer leads Overton 7-6 in the second quarter. Palmer leading Overton 7-6. And in the east part of the D2 bracket, it is Fall City Sacred Heart 49-14 over Lions Decatur in the fourth. Other games are scoreless or just getting underway. Why not beat Sterling earlier today 50-26? You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from the coaches, Ron Evans of Amherst and Dennis Reese of Loomis, right after this timeout.
Few things bring a community together like cheering on the local high school team. Just like All Points Cooperative brings together what you need. From a quick trip to fill up with Senex Fuels to a sit-down with their agronomy experts. From selecting the right seed to selling your grain, All Points Cooperative is your most valuable teammate. See your local All Points Cooperative location in Amherst and Loomis for quality Senex Fuels and lubricants, and see Mike in Amherst for your agronomy needs. All Points Cooperative. Communities growing together.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Continuing on with the New Tech Seed pregame show here on a very football playoff type of night at Loomis as the Amherst Broncos get ready to take on the Wolves for the second time this season. And we're joined by the head coach at Amherst, Ron Evans. And coach, win in advance, and you can check the first one off the list with Hitchcock County last week.
Yeah, we played very, very well right off the bat. We got off to a good start, on offense and scored right away, and our defense kept up the pace. And it was an overall, well-earned victory for us. Hitchcock County had some good players, and we were able to, kind of impose our will on them in the front lines on both offense and defense. So things went well.
Well, we always have to bring stuff like this up, but we always associate great athletes and great football teams at Amherst. But getting out of that first round has been a problem in the past, but here you are.
Yeah, I hate to make excuses, but we tend to draw some pretty rank opponents the first time around, and it's usually our own undoing because we don't do well enough in the regular season to get a good seed. So it was nice to actually have a game where we could have a little breathing room at the end.
Ron, what's it going to take for this squad to go farther than any 8-man team? Because again, for the folks, you've had 11-man teams. One went all the way to the state final back in 2000 for Amherst. But what's it going to take for this team to go deeper than anybody else has?
Well, we're going to have to stay healthy. That's one thing. We're very fortunate because we do have decent depth for a D2 school. We've got, second tier players are still pretty good. So if somebody goes down, we're still able to function, on offense and defense. So that's going to be one thing. We're going to have to, as always, we got to control the front line. Our front five on offense and our front three on defense are going to have to be, stout and able to hold their own up there against everybody we play. And then, of course, our linebackers and our defensive backs will have to tackle well. But basically, it's the old adage of football, you know, don't turn it over, don't get dumb penalties, and score more points than the other team, I guess.
We're talking with Rod Evans, head football coach at Amherst. Coach, we were talking and noticed against Hitchcock County, you kind of came out and did a little something different as far as your offensive attack than what your normal game plan was, and it worked for you. Is that something that you'll talk about that, and is it something that you'll move forward with?
Well, yeah. What we did was Devin Dibbern and Mason Klingelhofer are two running backs, and Mason's played fullback all year. And he could have played tailback too. They could have switched any time, but Devin's got a thumb that's bothering him a little bit. He's got some ligament damage in a thumb, so it makes it a little hard for him to catch the ball on pitches and stuff. So we switched him and Mason around, and Devin's a very good blocker, and Mason's a very good runner. So things clicked just like it. We didn't miss a beat, so they both performed very well.
Let's get to talking a little bit about Loomis. As you took care of them on opening night, what worked for you on that first night of the year?
Well, we were able to run the ball pretty well, and then put, you know, 7-8 guys in the box, and we were able to throw over the top of them and get some scores that way too. So we were two-dimensional in that situation. We could do both, and we're going to have to be able to do both again because I'm sure they're going to try to put pressure on us up front with their defense and possibly some blitzing. And then defensively, we shut them out the first half. Like I said, we were not aware that Mr. Crandall, Jack, was quite so athletic, and he kind of gave us a little grief for a while, but then we kind of were able to corral him and slow down the quarterback, Clark, and in the first half, and things were pretty good then.
Talking with Amherst football coach Ron Evans here before their playoff game with Loomis. You don't throw the ball that much, Ron, but talk about your pass game if you need it. It has been fairly effective for you with Trey throwing the ball.
Right. I always like to play the running game, and then if you can, throw over the top. So we've been like a kind of a, you know, run the ball, and if we can just keep running it, we'll keep running. If they start coming up, we'll do a little play-action pass and throw over the top, and we've got good ends. Braden Eckout's been phenomenal all year long, catching the deep ball, and usually when he does, he scores. And then my other two boys, Cale Preble and Ty Hadwiger, have improved too. So we've got three pretty good ends that can run, and so our play-action passes have been working pretty good as long as we, you know, call them at the right time when teams aren't expecting it.
Ron, what is, in your mind, the biggest difference between the two teams today as opposed to where you were on opening night as far as the matchup?
Well, I think Loomis has gotten a lot more confidence as they moved through the season because, you know, after we played them and then we beat them and then Wallace beat them, I think they went on a nice little winning streak, and I think they're 7-2 now. So they've won 5 or 6 games in a row. So their confidence level is very good. I went and watched them play at Bertrand, and they tackled well, they hit hard, and they played with passion and emotion, and that's always something that you want when you have a team getting this late in the playoffs. So we're going to have to be aware of that, and we'll have to match them with our intensity and our passion. You know, whoever wants to win the most usually is the one that's going to happen. So we're just hope we can match them.
They got some big boys up front, although both teams have fairly young lines offensively and defensively. Theirs a little bit bigger. What's the biggest concern when you're trying to coach freshmen and sophomores at any time, but especially when you try to put them on the line?
Yeah, well, they just have to understand that, you know, low man's going to win this game, and if you're out there piddling around and standing up, you're gonna struggle. And second half against Loomis, they were a lot more aggressive against us, and we did not play physical with them, and, you know, we didn't move the ball that well. So I'm sure that's the blueprint they're going to use again, is try to be physical with us up front and push us back and get us out of our game.
Finally, Ron, I guess we'll let you out of here with this one. Did you like the way, just even with the, obviously with the win, did you like the way the team responded after the first loss of the year? And do you think that anything that might have happened that night is in the past?
Yeah, I think it's all erased. Everybody came out and played like the team that that we knew in the middle of the season, you know, that played so well against Shelton. That team came back, and we, like I said, we eliminated the mistakes, and we were very aggressive right off the bat, and we went out there to win the game, you know, not just play around. So things were much, much better. So hopefully they show up again.
All right, someone's on to the quarterfinals in this good old FKC rivalry. And, Ron, we wish your Broncos the best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Yep, thanks, Doug.
That's Ron Evans, head football coach of the Amherst Broncos. We'll talk with Dennis Reese of the Loomis Wolves as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues after this on Classic Hits.
ATC Communications in Arapahoe is your one-stop technology source for Southwest Nebraska. The friendly staff at ATC will help you make communications simple. Whether you need telephone service or high-speed internet for your home or business, ATC is ready to serve you. ATC Communications is a proud supporter of the Loomis Wolves. Give ATC a call at 888-565-5422 or online at atcjet.net for all your communication needs. ATC Communications, making communications simple.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as we get ready for round two action in D2 at Loomis, a place that has held its host of football games or hosted a ton of football playoff games in the past, but not last year. Dennis Reese is with us, the head coach of the Wolves. And, Coach, I guess first off, just great to be back in the playoffs. How are the kids handling this season?
Oh, they're doing a great job. You know, I think this year we've improved every week a little bit in some area of the game, and that's what you want to see as a coach.
Well, we can jump into this right away because Amherst was your first opponent, and I think maybe that score even opened some eyes. Nobody really knew how good Loomis would be. They thought Amherst would be a solid team, and that was a pretty competitive game. What did you learn on opening night?
Well, they showed us some things that we adjusted some pass coverages and some linemen a little bit and changed some things on defense for ourselves, but you know, it was a good game for us to play because it gives us an opportunity to see what we needed to improve in.
You guys have run together six consecutive victories here, and as you've talked about getting better, where have you seen the vast improvement on your team?
I really think our offensive line and our defensive line have come around as much as anything. You know, those kids are really competing well.
You got kind of some big guys up there. Is that one of the reasons they're just kind of learning how to block and make the tackles, or there's some other things that they're doing well?
Well, they're very young yet. I mean, you're looking at Colin Rodenbaugh, who's a sophomore, and Trevor Maskey's a freshman, you know, and Graydon Ludeke's a junior. But those kids are all improving for us. And of course, Kelly Thorell's been there, a 3-year starter for us, so he kind of knows what it's about. But these other guys are getting better every week.
Now, you guys have put up a good share of points throughout the year, but it's really kind of your defense that has stopped about everybody you've played here recently. You had a great offensive output last week, but maybe your defense outshines the offense a little bit. Would that be true?
I think that's probably true at this point because at the beginning of the year, we didn't know how good we'd be on offense, and Jack Crandall's running the ball very well, and that's helping. And we got a lot out of Austin Brown, the other running back, and his shoulder's a little bruised right now, but we'll see how he comes around. But, you know, offensively, we've gotten to the point where we compete pretty well. And what we've done effectively is just shorten the game, play good defense, and maybe get a couple turnovers and do some good things on special teams.
We're talking with Dennis Reese, head football coach of the Loomis Wolves, a rematch from the opening night against Amherst as they come in at 7-2. The other loss, for the folks that don't know, Wallace, and if things go well, you might get a chance to avenge that loss in the next round. But all kind of fall long, Dennis, I've been hearing about the two transfers that came in, and you kind of mentioned Jack and then Andrew Otting Crandall. What did you do when you got those guys, and how did that change the makeup of this year's team?
Well, it's a situation where they had to learn a new position and a new game because they were playing 11-man, and they were wide receivers and a tight end. And so, you know, when Jack started learning running back, it was a little bit new for him, and so he's picked it up really well. Andrew, we ended up trying to play him in the backfield too, but he's more of an end. He really plays well at tight end for us, does a super job on defense too.
Well, if the weather is kind of like what we think, a grind-it-out type of football game might be what we see. But Zach has been pretty decent at throwing the ball. Have you been able to be balanced, or is this more in kind of cleanup time when Zach's chucking the ball around?
I think it's pretty much that we're balanced. You know, we've had several games where we needed to throw the ball, and we did. And so that's the thing we're looking at. Zach has really improved at quarterback, you know, to the point where he's as much of a running threat as he is a throwing threat.
We're talking here with Dennis Reese on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Where, as you get ready for Amherst the second time around, do you think that they have gotten better?
You know, I look at them, and it looks to me like their running game has improved quite a bit from when we played them the first time, if that's possible. But it looks like their linemen are controlling the line of scrimmage quite a bit.
They're young, too. Both these teams are young. We could see really some battles here the next couple of years. When you have young kids going against young kids, is it tougher to coach? Or are we past that now that it's the end of the year?
You know, I always tell our kids, once we get in the playoffs, they got to play like they're a year older, because the freshmen in particular, all the other freshmen in other schools are done. They're checked in. You're still playing, so you got to play like a sophomore. And we tell each class they got to play like the class above them.
Talking with Dennis Reese here for just another minute as they get ready for Amherst. I don't know how much comparing you can do from that first game, but what did Amherst do on opening night that gave you problems?
Well, they threw the ball very well, and they had some big plays off those passes. So we're going to have to make sure we know where Mr. Eckout's at.
He knows how to handle the football. They've also got some big guys back there. How do you attack a guy like Mason Klingelhofer, who really had a big game last week?
You know, a kid like that, you've got to gang tackle him. He's just pretty tough to handle one-on-one.
And as far as your game, Dennis, last week with Bertrand, point-wise was probably, I believe here, your highest point total of the season in a real meaningful game. What can you tell us about what worked last week?
Well, it started out, we got down 14-0, and Bertrand was executing some trap plays very well, and we had to explain some things to our younger players about how to take care of that. So we do a pretty good job stopping those the second half and enabled us to get some turnovers and stretch out a little bit of a lead.
All right, Dennis, last we'll let you out of here with this. What's the feeling of the kids? Anytime you have a rematch with a team that had beaten you, sometimes the kids go, man, they were just better than us. Other times they say, we want another shot at these guys. What's it been like around school this week?
Well, our kids, they're competitors. They're looking forward to the opportunity. And, you know, they know that Amherst is as good a team as any and could very possibly end up in the championship game from the West. So, you know, if we can compete with them, that might put us in that situation, too, eventually.
I was going to say, if Amherst can make it, can Loomis make it?
I think we got a shot.
Well, that's what makes all this real fun, and it's great to see the Wolves again, Dennis. We appreciate the time, as always, and best of luck in the game tonight.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Dennis Reese, head football coach of the Loomis Wolves, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll be back to take a look at tonight's starting lineups right after this timeout.
You may have to travel the world to find the one you love, but you'll find the dress you love close to home. The Bridal Isle in Loomis has over 350 gowns in stock. The Bridal Isle's combination of selection and service makes finding the perfect dress fun and easy for the entire wedding party. And a trip to the Bridal Isle for prom has been a tradition for over 30 years. Don't forget the guys, with tux rental for both weddings and prom. Find the Bridal Isle on Facebook at bridalisle.com or in downtown Loomis.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we get ready to take a look at tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank in Kearney can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Amherst Broncos, at center, number 54, 205-pound junior Peyton Shockey. At left guard, number 46, 190-pound senior, Tyler Martinson. At right guard, number 22, 195-pound senior, Chris Rasmussen. The ends for Amherst, number 18, a 180-pound junior, Cale Preble. And the other end, number 27, is Braden Eckhout, a 160-pound sophomore. In the backfield for Amherst, your fullback is number 20, 160-pound junior, Devin Dibbern. The I-back is number 14, 165-pound senior, Mason Klingelhofer. And the quarterback, number 3, is Trey Tobenheim, 175-pound sophomore. The head coach is Ron Evans, assisted by Cody Gillespie, Andy Sadoff, and Joe Radke. They are 8-1, ranked 10th in the state in Class D2 after the loss to Lawrence Nelson. And Lawrence Nelson, one spot ahead of him, even after the loss to Giltner, sets in 9th. For the Loomis Wolves, the center is number 32, 190-pound senior, Kelly Thorell. The guards are number 44, 210-pound sophomore, Colin Rodenbaugh, and number 53, freshman, 250-pounder, though, in Trevor Maskey. The ends for Loomis are number 7, a 135-pound senior, Teak Edwards, and number 27, 180-pound senior, Andrew Oding Crandall. The fullback, number 30, 145-pound senior, Andrew Abramson. The I-back, number 85, the leading rusher, 180-pound junior, Jack Otting Crandall. And the quarterback, number 4, 140-pound junior, in Zach Clark. The head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Dennis Reese, assisted by Cole Carraher, Jason Maskey, Drew Billiter, Lance Thorell, and Chuck Ledbetter. They set at 6-2 on the season, defeating Bertrand last week, while Amherst defeated Hitchcock County. And that is a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here in Loomis. Let's give you a quick rundown of some of the scores that are going on. Games in progress starting in C1. Cozad beats Pierce 34-12 in the second quarter. Gothenburg is a 10-7 lead over Broken Bow. Boone Central Newman Grove leads Kearney Catholic 14-7 in the second quarter. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460. And Norfolk Catholic beat Adams Central 33-7. In the east part, Columbus Lakeview leads Syracuse 19-14 second quarter, and at the half, Lincoln Christian leads Fall City at the half 12-7. In C2, Donovan Trumbull shut out Crofton 26-0. North Platte St. Pat's has eliminated Blue Hill 28-18. In the fourth, St. Cecilia clinging to a 13-6 lead over Hershey, and Battle Creek has a 14-8 lead over Sutton in the third. Let's move on to D1. Overton leads Palmer 14-7 in the second quarter. Hemingford beat Chambers Wheeler Central 48-18. We're awaiting an update on the Elm Creek Burwell score. We'll pass that along to you. Also in D2, Wallace beat Hay Springs 48-28. They'll play the winner of this game. And Shelton led Med Valley at the half 34-25. At the half, Stewart was leading Anselmo Myrna. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact your New Tech Seed dealer, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We're moments away from this D2 second round matchup between the Loomis Wolves and the Amherst Broncos, and we will have the kickoff coming your way in just moments here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Loomis, and as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Peerless Irrigation of Loomis gives you what you need most: water.
Think about it. Nothing's more important than water for you and your fields. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling takes pride in bringing water right to your home with residential well drilling, as well as increasing your crop's yield with quality irrigation. Quality, professional, affordable. At Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, our service is peerless. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling in Loomis.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You know the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Nebraska, just wait, it's gonna change. That's fine for outside. But what if you need a change inside your house? Then you need Williams Indoor Air Quality. Williams Indoor Air Quality of Loomis is a dealer for two of America's top brands of heating and cooling systems, Lennox and Bryant. And they repair all brands. Heating, cooling, home, or light commercial, Williams Indoor Air Quality is the only call you'll need to make. Williams Indoor Air Quality of Loomis says, go Wolves!
Platte Valley Communications of Kearney and Lexington wishes to congratulate the Amherst Bronco volleyball and football teams on a successful 2013 season. Platte Valley is your one-stop solution for all your communication needs. From Motorola Business Band radios to Dish Network satellite TV. From Verizon wireless phones and services to cell phone repair. From business computer systems and networking to business security and surveillance systems. Platte Valley Communications, reminding the Amherst Broncos to finish the season strong.
We want to thank all the fine folks, including Cole Carraher, the athletic director here at Loomis, for their hospitality. Of course, Chuck does such a great job around here taking care of us. We thank him and all the fine sponsors as Loomis will kick the ball away to start our football game here tonight. And for the win tonight, it was blowing around a little bit in the pregame. Right now, there is no win to speak of. The flag lays limp as the field here runs east to west. So you will be having the Loomis Wolves go from west to east. The ball is in the air, and it is going to be fielded inside the 5-yard line by Braden Eckhout to the 10, to the 15, slips a tackle, gets to the corner, 20, 25. He's to the 30, cuts back to the middle of the field, still on his feet. He's across midfield, breaks out of an ankle tackle, may have lost his shoe, and he's inside the 30-yard line of Loomis, first and 10, and a great return by Braden Eckhout to start this football game. First and 10, mark it at the Loomis 27-yard line. So Eckhout takes that, breaks numerous tackles, and Coach Dennis Reese telling me right before the game that was one of the things that they knew they had to do was tackle tonight. They did it well last week against Bertrand. And it is first and 10 here out of the power eye formation. Double tight end. Tobenheim sets him down. First handoff will go to Klingerhofer over the left side. He gets across the 25 and then is stood up, and they'll have to blow the play dead after a gain of 5 between the 26 and the 27-yard line. Brown and Auden Crandall is in there. Again, there's Andrew and there is Jack. Dennis Reese saying he's got a few kids that are banged up. They're going to try and give it a go tonight. We'll say it's a gain of 5 on the play for Klingelhofer. And second down and a short 5 here for Amherst. The fullback is Devin Dibbern, playing with a cast on the one hand. Little miscommunication. Tobenheim has to keep it, and he'll be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage and brought down by number 45. Let me double-check that. That was Mateka on the tackle, 35. A.J., a 225-pound sophomore, but a broken play there. And we'll call it third down and 4 yards to go. They'll give him that half yard. So third and 4 here for Amherst on the opening drive of tonight's football game. Ball is on the right hash near the Loomis sideline. In the slot to the right side will be Dibbern. Out of the shotgun, Tobenheim. He'll follow his back, Klingelhofer, over the right side. He's got the first down, and he'll be brought down at the 15-yard line. A gain of 5 for Tobenheim, and the first down of the football game. Amherst will move the chains. Again, if you're just joining us, this is a rematch of the opening game of the season in which Amherst won 27-16 here at Loomis. Loomis, a very young team, and we're still trying to get Jack and Andrew Otting Crandall used to play in eight-man football, and they've got that job done. High formation again, double tight ends out there with Eckhout and Ty Hadwiger. And they'll turn and hand it to Klingelhoffer right up the middle, bounces off the nose guard and gets minimal gain, maybe 2 to the 13-yard line. Klingelhoffer came out on fire last week against Hitchcock County and gave him a little bit different look. Dibbern was right there to give him a break from time to time, but Klingelhoffer really had his stride and had a big game last week. Second down, we'll call it 8 yards to go at the Loomis 13-yard line on the opening drive of the football game. Here comes the blitz. They're going to pitch it outside. Klingelhoffer's got good blocking. He's to the 10. He's to the 5, and he's got a first down, drug down inside the 5-yard line. When they blitzed up the middle, you knew the outside was the place to go. The tackle is made by Kelly Thorell, who leads the Loomis Wolves in tackles. Marked the ball at the 4. That's a gain of 9 for Klingelhoffer, and it'll be first down and goal for Amherst. After a great kickoff return by Braden Eckhout, took it at about his 3 and returned it to the Loomis 27-yard line. First and goal, Amherst at the Loomis 4. Staying out of that power eye formation, Klingelhoffer dots the eye. Tobenheim gives it to him. Mason, looking for some running room, gets stood up, and he is going to be brought down, maybe lost a half a yard, as they were able to stack up the middle of that interior defense. And Klingelhoffer is going to lose a yard. We'll put it at the 5. On the tackle is Graydon Ludeke, another junior. There's just not a lot of seniors on this football team. And when the Andrew Crandall came in, he was another senior, and it gave him one extra one. So no gain on the play for Klingelhoffer. We'll call it second down and goal at the 4. Tobenheim, pitch play, Klingelhoffer goes to the outside, gets the seam, gets the end zone. Touchdown, Amherst has drawn first blood on a 4-yard touchdown run from Mason Klingelhoffer. The Broncos are up 6-0, 8:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. And that will put the Broncos into a 2-point conversion situation. And that's one thing in this 8-man game that you'll have to keep an eye on. We saw what really hurt Blue Hill in their C2 game earlier today with St. Pat's not able to convert. But in 8-man, you see so many 2-point conversions, and you've got to get a few of them. Again, just out of that basic eye right in the middle of the football field. Option right side. Tobenheim slips one, tries to get there, but doesn't. And the 2-point conversion is no good. In on the tackle that time was Austin Brown and Mateka. So with 8:50 to go in the first quarter of play, it's the Amherst Broncos 6, the Loomis Wolves nothing. You're listening to High School Football, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stelly Park Road and Webb Road, Grand Island, and online at dinsdaleauto.com.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at dinsdaleauto.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
The ball is in the air. Amherst kicks it to the 5-yard line. Picked up by Zach Clark. Comes the near side. Gets to the 10, to the 20, and he's going to be hit hard and brought down at the 25-yard line. So Dennis Reese puts his starting quarterback back there to return the kick. And not quite as explosive as what Amherst has, but first out in 10 at the 25-yard line. And we'll see Loomis here for the first time on offense. 8:45 to go in the first quarter of play. Amherst scored on their opening drive, and they lead it by a score of 6-0. Split out wide to the right will be Teak Edwards. They'll go with a shotgun pistol look here with two running backs. And on the first play of the ball game, it's going to be a handoff over the right side to Auden Crandall. And not much there for Jack. Maybe a yard. We'll say it's a gain of 1. Mason Klingelhoffer, as you're going to hear most of the night in the background, as we're right next to the PA system here. It's a 1-yard gain for Jack Otting Crandall. Second down and 9. Ball spotted at their own 26-yard line. Unusual offensive look. out of that pistol. He'll have one running back behind him, the other flank to the right. This time they go straight I formation. Clark rolls out, wants to pass, looking for Otting Crandall. Now he's going to go a little bit deeper, and he overthrows his intended receiver down the field. He was looking for Andrew Otting Crandall. Right behind him was Teek Edwards. And for Zach, he only had about a 3-yard window there, and he was able to hit that window perfectly. And fortunately, he overthrew one man and underthrew the other. So the first pass play of the ball game will fall incomplete. At the half, Overton 14-7 against Palmer. The Tigers, always a tough opponent. We'll be taking a look at the Valentinos scoreboard throughout the night. Third down and 9 now for Loomis at their own 26. Edwards split wide right. It's going to be an option to the right side. Zach Clark going to pitch it. The ball's fumbled on the far side, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds, it looks like. And it's going to go out of bounds at the 19. There was a host of red and white jerseys over there, and it's going to be a loss on the play of about 6 yards. They're going to mark it exactly on the 20-yard line. And so a punting situation here for the Loomis Wolves, already down 6-0. It's going to be a 3-and-out, and they're actually going to lose 5 yards of offense on this opening drive. As Teek Edwards is ready to punt the ball away. Good snap, but he dropped it. Now a little pressure, tries to get it out of there, and then he gets clocked. Oh, and they're going to say it was tipped. The ball's dropped. Amherst covers it at the 39. Falling on top of it is Devin Dibbern. The referee said that the ball was partially blocked. I'm not so sure, but he was right there. It was a great job of booting it out of there after dropping it. It's going to be a short punt by the time this is all said and done. It's going to be just 19 yards on the play, and Amherst is in business. First and 10 at the 39-yard line of Loomis. 34-yard line of Loomis, excuse me. That's a 14-yard punt. And Amherst starting in Loomis territory, both drives. First down and 10, they're just lining up power formation. Dibbern the fullback, Klingelhofer the I-back. They motion him to the right side. Now they motion him back behind the center, and they hand it to Dibbern. He follows Klingelhofer. He's going to get 5 yards inside the 30 to the 29-yard line, a gain of 5. So just lining it up and running power football right now, trying to get as many yards as they can up the middle and just try and take advantage of this young defensive line for the Loomis Wolves. 7:30 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 6-0. Loomis on top, or excuse me, Amherst on top. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second down and 5. Toss sweep. Klingelhofer finds the right hash, gets out of a tackle, gets to the 25. First down. He's thrown forward as he gets inside the 20 to the 17-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 13 on the play for Mason Klingelhofer. And he's already got 34 yards on 6 carries and a touchdown here tonight for Amherst. 7:11 to go. First quarter, 6-0 Amherst. State football action brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you. And with that play, we're in the KCIH red zone for Amherst for the second time tonight. Pitch play, Klingelhofer left side. They try to string this one out. Loomis does and tackles him after just about a 2-yard gain, give him the 14-yard line. And it'll be second down and 8. Good job by Amherst to get out there and lay some blocks, but Loomis finally able to corral things and hem in Klingelhofer. They've had one good play to the outside, most of it trying to run it right off the guard, though. Second down, we'll call it 7 yards to go. Ball at the 14-yard line of Loomis. They'll send Klingelhofer in motion to the left flat. Long count this time. And Taubenheim is going to hand it on a fullback dive. Dibbern crashes inside the 10. He'll be down to the 8-yard line. A gain of 5 more. It'll be third down and about 2.
Ball carried by number 20, Devin Dibbern, tackled by Great Ludicky.
So every play so far has been on the ground here for the Amherst Broncos, looking to go up 2 scores. It's 6-0 Amherst, under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter in the KCIH red zone. Contact Fairbanks International in Kearney and Hastings when you need parts, service, or some friendly advice. Third and 2. Klingelhofer comes out of the backfield again. Set him up as a blocking back. Give it to Dibbern off the left side. Dibbern's got the first down. He gets to the five. He's dragging Wolves with him inside the five, to the two, to the one, to the end zone. Touchdown, Amherst. A 7-yard touchdown run for Devin Dibbern, who would not be denied. He saw pay dirt and drug three Wolves in with him, and it's 12-0 Amherst. So they go to Dibbern on this drive three times for 15 yards. And Loomis will have to pick themselves up off the ground here very quickly as the two-point conversion awaits for Amherst. Again, they put it right in the middle of the field and go with the double tight I formation on an end around this time, trying to get to the outside and not quite getting there is going to be Ty Hadwiger, who's shoved out of bounds, and the conversion is no good. So with 5:34 to go in the first quarter of play, it's Amherst 12 and Loomis nothing. We'll kick it off in another minute on Classic Hits.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Loomis, where Amherst will kick it off again. And Eckout puts it high but short, and on the dead run, it's taken at the 12-yard line by Clark. Goes from the left to the right, has some speed behind him, 20, 25, looks for a block, 30, breaks another one, 35, and is going to get up just to the 40-yard line to be brought down there. Boy, it seemed like every time he slipped a tackle, there were two more Broncos, but a great return by Clark. And he is going to be brought down on the play by Jacob Klingelhofer. Also in there was Brant Florell, but a good return. And that'll get a little spark here for Loomis, who needs it after they're down 12-0. They have only touched the ball once, and they find themselves down two scores. First and 10, Wolves at the Amherst 39-yard line. First play of the football game in Bronco territory. And they will go with two wideouts and go out of the shotgun here with Zach Clark. Clark, quarterback keeper over the left side. Big hole, 35, 30, 25, 20, gets around the official and is dragged down from behind inside the 15-yard line by Taubenheim. Just a quarterback draw, and Clark blazes up the middle all the way down to the 7-yard line. It's a gain of 32 for Zach Clark. The first down of the ball game. And exactly what the doctor ordered here for Loomis, as they are in the Case IH red zone. Brought to you by Fairbanks International, Kearney, and Hastings. Splitting out wide to left is Teak Edwards. He'll go slot right, pistol formation. And the quarterback, Clark, tries to go counter right side and runs into a wall of Broncos. That didn't work. Four Broncos in on the tackle. And they were led over there by Ty Hadwiger and Devin Dibbern. And Rasmussen was there as well. It's going to be no gain on the play. And it'll be second down and goal. So Clark trying to follow up that big run by getting into the end zone and couldn't pick up anything there. Second down and goal at the 7. 12-0 Amherst, 4.5 to go here in the first quarter of play on Classic Hits. Out wide left is Teak Edwards. Slot left is Andrew Abramson. They've got four wide. Man in motion, jet sweep. Handed off on the inside to get it to the 5-yard line. And Crandall, Auden Crandall, carries the ball coming out of that slot right for two. And it'll be third down and goal at the 5-yard line. Obviously, it's two down territory, but hard yards to get in the Case IH red zone here for the Loomis Wolves. Ball will be on the near hash as the center, Thorell, comes up over it. Four wide, and taking the snap is going to be Clark, quarterback keeper, slides inside the five, and is able to get to about the four, and that's about it. So now it is fourth down and goal for Loomis, and the Wolves don't even waste any time. They call a timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance, and Kearney will take it with them. 3:34 to go in quarter number one. It's 12-0. Loomis with the trails trying to get in on fourth and goal. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. A reminder that tomorrow and Friday, it's high school district volleyball action. We'll have Bertrand Giltner, the top two teams in D2 tomorrow night from Kearney Catholic at 7, and then Kearney Catholic St. Paul from Kennesaw on Friday. It is fourth and goal, and they are going to line up as the quarterback, Jack Otting Crandall, from the 3-yard line. Sends Averson in motion. Quarterback keeper Otting Crandall is going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Follows it off his left guard and just stretches the ball across the goal line. So, going a little wildcat that time, Loomis gets into the end zone to keep this game close in the first quarter, 12-6 in favor of Amherst. 3-yard touchdown run for Jack Otting Crandall. And they'll line up to go for two as well. Amherst 0-for-2 on their two-point conversions. And Loomis trying to put some pressure on right here. They're going to do the same thing. Otting Crandall is going to be in the pistol. Zach Clark's to his right. Abramson's to his left. And the snap on the hard count will go to Otting Crandall. He's a little late getting up the field, and he will stretch for the goal line and get in. Boy, that was such a big hole that even though he didn't get going right away, he was still able to get in there. And the two-point conversion is good with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Amherst 12, Loomis 8. The kickoff in a minute on Classic Hits.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
This broadcast is made possible in part by the great staff of Dittmer Fencing. Dittmer Fencing and Sumner would like to take this time to wish the Amherst football team best of luck. Dittmer is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes and coaches and are very proud of where you are as a team. Dittmer Fencing provides quality fencing and free estimates, serving the surrounding area. Call them today and get your fencing done right today by Dittmer Fencing of Sumner.
Quib kick is bouncing around in the backfield. Amherst is able to pick it up and looking for some running room. 10, 15, 20, 25, still on their feet and being gang tackled at the 27-yard line. There are five Amherst Broncos trying to help out the return man that time, who I believe was Klingelhofer. Eckout got up there. I thought it was Klingelhofer, but they tell us it's Braden Eckout. We'll go with that. That's who was supposed to be bringing the ball up the field. And he's had a couple of good returns already. Ball will be marked here at the 28-yard line for Amherst. First down and 10. They lead it 12-8 with 3:16 to go here in the first quarter. High school football brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. They will split Dibbern all the way out to the right, and it's a toss play to Klingelhofer, and he's got the middle of the football field. He's to midfield. He's to the 30. He's to the 20, and he's tackled from behind by Teague Edwards. Klingelhofer had nobody in front of him, and he takes it all the way down to the 11-yard line. Another huge offensive run for the Amherst Broncos. 41 yards for Mason Klingelhofer. Straight up the gut. He's got 77 yards here on the ground in the first quarter. No one's keeping the momentum very long in this football game so far. Big, big runs. Had a 32-yarder there to set up the first touchdown for Loomis. Nice kick return to start the game that got the first touchdown for Amherst, first and 10 at the 11. Klingelhofer out of the backfield. Again, all they do is set him up for a block on the right side. Dibbern follows him, breaks one tackle, gets inside the 10, and he'll be brought down at the 8-yard line. Going to be a 3-yard gain there for Devin Dibbern. And you can see what Coach Reese was talking about before the football game tonight. Dibbern was hit in the backfield, but one-on-one, it's very tough to bring down Amherst. And he says they've been preaching all week long about gang tackling. Had to do it last week against Bertrand. And need to do it again here tonight against Amherst. Those wrestlers, strong legs, keep them pumping, keep them grinding. Second and 7 at the 8. Back to the power eye formation. Toss, sweep, Klingelhofer tries the left side. Ducks up to the 5, and he's going to be brought down at the 4 by Kelly Thorell. So a gain of 4 more for Klingelhofer. And that'll bring up 3rd down. And about 3. 3rd and 3 at the 4. And a little extra time here for Amherst to get this play call. They run over to the sideline, get the play. Again, 3 yards for a first down, 4 yards for a touchdown. They'll put Cale Preble at the left end. Right end is Eckout. I formation. Trey Tomenheim calls the cadence. Toss sweep left side again. Klingelhofer hit in the backfield. Stays on his feet. They try to shove him out of bounds. He reaches for the pylon, and he is out of bounds. On the far sideline, we'll have to see where they officially mark him out at. Looks like they've got him enough for a first down. And the white hat may measure this. They're 2 feet away from the first down marker, but they want to make it official and maybe set it down out in the middle of the football field as they put the chains down and short by a chain link. Fourth and a chain link. As Klingelhofer picks up 2, it is 4th and a chain link just outside the 1-yard line. So Amherst looking to go up 18-8 here. Has to make sure that they get the first down, and you have to figure if it's a first down, it'll be a touchdown. So 4th and goal, big play here. Have to make sure you get that center quarterback exchange. Tomenheim has kept the ball twice tonight, once on a busted play. Normally you would think this would be a quarterback sneak. The center is Peyton Shockey. Amherst may need to call timeout. They're late getting up there. Tomenheim now empty backfield, sends both receivers out to the right. I'm sure it's going to be a quarterback sneak now. And then it is off the left side. Tomenheim's second effort. He's going to get it. He's not in, but it looks like he's got enough for the first down. Once they motioned both of those backs out of the backfield, you had to figure that Tomenheim was just going to look for a seam to fall forward. His first step wasn't good enough, but his second one was. And a gain of 1 for Tomenheim will set up first down and goal at the 1, Amherst. 1:21 to go here in the first quarter. They lead it by a score of 12-8. And now it's power on power. Jumbo package here. All the big boys on the defensive line for Loomis. They bring all the big ones in, including Trevor Maskey. I formation here for Amherst. First and goal at the 1. Oh, there's movement on the left side. There's the penalty flag. The left end came out of his stance. And you just can't have that when you have first and goal at the 1. Back him up 5 yards. And it'll be first and goal at the 6. That is the first penalty of the football game. And in most situations, that's not going to be a big deal. But the deeper you get in the playoffs, the bigger it is. We've got a score update from Elm Creek. Elm Creek leading Burwell at the half, 28-7. Elm Creek 28, Burwell 7 at the half, 12-8. Less than a minute to go, first quarter. Amherst first and goal at the Loomis 6. Back to pass. Tomenheim, the lefty, looks, floats it into the end zone. Wide open for the touchdown is Cale Preble. First pass attempt of the ball game is good enough for a 6-yard touchdown to make it 18-8. With 49 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Tomenheim had all day to throw that one. Now they'll line up for the two-point conversion. They're 0-2, and for Loomis, they made their two-point conversion. If you're not careful, you can get beat by those conversions. And over on the sideline, they're attending to Austin Brown, who has a banged-up shoulder to begin with. He tried to give it a go, and they're looking at him again over here. Two-point conversion now. A little pistol formation. Tobenheim rolls to his right, wants to throw again. Now he's in some trouble. Throws it up for grabs and finds his man for the two-point conversion. Braden Eckout. Just as well do it. Throw it up, see what happens. And Eckout hauls it in for the two-point conversion. And with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Amherst 20 and Loomis 8. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Tonight's sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff of Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic serve Miller and all the surrounding areas for everyday vaccinations to cabin, bull semen testing, and ultrasound. They provide that loved member of your family with the treatment they deserve. Serving all large and small animals at the clinic or on your farm with a portable chute. Making it even more convenient for you, Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Best of luck, Amherst.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, already plenty of points on the board here in the first quarter, and the visiting Amherst Broncos have the majority of them, 20-8, with 49 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Eckout ready to kick it away. It's a squib kick, and it's going to go, well, almost out of bounds, but making sure that they covered. Andrew Otting-Crandall will fall on it there at about the 26, 27-yard line, and that'll bring it first and 10 here for the Loomis Wolves. He wasn't sure if it was going to get out of bounds, so he just made sure he jumped on it so that there would not be any problems as Amherst was bearing down. 20-8, as Amherst has scored on all three of their possessions. Loomis, three and out, then had a nice kickoff return to the 39-yard line of Amherst and a 32-yard run, and they scored on fourth and goal. Now as they break the huddle, Clark is all by himself in the shotgun with trips to the right side. Zach rolls that way, under pressure, hit, sacked immediately back at the 15-yard line. Preble came through untouched and gets the sack. That's a big sack, 11-yard loss on the play. And sends Loomis the wrong way. And that'll bring up second down and 21. And the chance to maybe let the clock run out here. No, they blow it just in time that Loomis will have to run at least one more play here in the second quarter. 20 seconds to go, 20-8 Amherst. We'll try and get a score check for you here. Early in the second quarter, four wide. Clark all by himself. It's up to that three-man offensive line. It's going to be a quarterback keeper trying the right side and nowhere to go. Clark is wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. And on the tackle again is going to be Preble. Got some help in there from Dibbern, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. After one, it's Amherst 20 and Loomis 8. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Amherst. We're ready to start the second quarter, and it will be third and 21 for the Wolves. Clark, just a quick little wide receiver screen. It's going to be complete, but there's nowhere to go there for Andrew Otting-Crandall. In fact, I'm not even sure they gained a yard on the play. We'll be gracious and say that it was zero instead of negative. And so 0 for 1 for 2 for no yards through the air here, and they're going to have to punt the football away. For the Loomis Wolves, unofficially, 22 yards in the first quarter of play. Mason Klingelhofer had 83 on his own for the Amherst Broncos. And here is the punt. Teek Edwards, high but short, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. That's another 19-yard punt. So 14 and a 19-yard punt so far for Loomis, and Amherst continues to have the short field. Let's take a look at some scores on the Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. It is Boone Central Newman Grove 21, Kearney Catholic 14, third quarter on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take a look at some C2 scores. By the way, Cozad, a winner today over Pierce. Donovan Trumbull beat Crofton 26-0. North Platte St. Pat's over Blue Hill 28-18. St. Cecilia beat Hershey 13-6. Amherst, first and 10 at the 34 of Loomis. Little pistol, fake the end around. Tommenheim on a quarterback keeper trying to get behind Klingelhofer. Now decides to reverse his field to the 30, to the 20. He's into the secondary. A penalty flag that's probably a face mask. Inside the 15 and inside the 10. Tommenheim all the way down to a 7. That's a 27-yard run. And I think they're going to tack on a face mask because the penalty flag was well downfield. Let's see what our official tells us, though. And he is going to talk to the Amherst Broncos. So a 27-yard run by Tobenheim and another first down here for Amherst. Now the discussion. And it will be a face mask, personal foul. And then, well, the official pointed to Amherst twice, so I don't know what exactly the call is. An offensive face mask, personal foul, defense, personal foul. I don't know what he did. Both sides, and then he calls them that they are offsetting penalties. Well, there's a flag all the way back at the line of scrimmage. That's what happened. We did not see that. So there were multiple flags on the play, and they called it personal foul face mask. And then I think you had personal foul hands to the face on the other side. So nonetheless, it's going to be first and goal. The play stays intact at the 7-yard line instead of replaying the down. So they'll give it off on the left side to Klingelhofer, follows his blockers inside the 5 and into the end zone for Mason Klingelhofer's second touchdown of the night. And it's just straight-out power football for Amherst. 26-8 Broncos, a minute in to the second quarter. Klingelhofer with 90 yards unofficially and his second touchdown run with 10:55 to go here in the first quarter. And Amherst is not having to work for it. It's short, short fields every single time that they've had the football. And for Loomis, they've got to make Amherst grind it out a little bit more. They're not getting much of an opportunity as they're already down 26-8, going for the two-point conversion. Shotgun formation. They'll fake the handoff. Tobenheim wants to keep it around the right side, but not fooled. The tackle is made by Andrew Abramson, and the two-point conversion is no good. So Amherst is 1-for-4 on the conversions. 10:55 to go, first half. Amherst 26, Loomis 8, here on Classic Hits.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back Scotty and Crandall.
Great crowd on hand, and those that have made the trip from Amherst are pretty happy right now, leading at 26-8 with 10:55 to go in the second quarter. The winner will play Wallace on Tuesday. And the squib kick here, it is touched by Loomis, but picked up short at the 30-yard line. Good job there by Andrew Otting-Crandall to pick it up and just fall forward to about the 34-yard line. Surprised that Amherst tried that. They've been kind of in control. Eck out can kick it deep. Clark did have one nice return, but nonetheless, you're up by 18. You don't want to give a good field position automatically to Loomis, and that's what they've done. Loomis has gotten away from the run game quickly. Four wideouts. Clark by himself. Wide receiver screen. Complete to the right side. Getting to the 40 and crossing midfield is going to be Andrew Otting-Crandall. It's not a big gain, but it is a nice first down gain of about seven. It'll be second down and three. And that is the first positive gain through the air this evening for Loomis. 26-8, your score. Plenty of scores are rolling in. And Shelton now in a basketball game, down 69-50. Clark throws it out here, and the dive is going to be not quite good enough to haul it in for Jack Otting-Crandall. So again, at the end of the third quarter, it is Medicine Valley 69, Shelton 50. Shelton was up 34-13 in that game in the second quarter, and have been outscored 56-16 in less than a quarter and a half. And Medicine Valley could advance on to play Stewart, who was leading Anselmo Murnett last check. Third down and three. Now for Loomis. Back to pass Clark. Looks. Now he's going to have to take off and run. Has room. Has the first down. And it's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. That's going to be a gain of seven for Zach Clark. He's got 29 yards on six carries and gets a first down here for the Loomis Wolves. First down and 10. Again, plenty of football action going on around the state of Nebraska, around the area. We'll give you all the score updates on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. High school football brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road and Webb Road, Grand Island, and online at dinsdaleauto.com. First and 10, Loomis at the Amherst 30-yard line, but they trail 26-8. Clark out of the shotgun. Tries to set up the screen, does again off the left side, and they're going to get about 3.5-4 yards there to Teek Edwards. Tackle is made by Amherst Tyler Martinson. We'll call it a gain of four. Second down and six. Again, the Class A and B state quarterfinals are coming up on Friday. They play the next two Fridays before getting to Lincoln. The state quarterfinals for C and D will be on Tuesday. Second down and six, Loomis staying with twins right, twins left. Quarterback in Zach Clark, long count, jet sweep. They will give it on the end around, and upended in the backfield is going to be Andrew Abramson. And Preble comes through to knock him down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of four. It'll be third down and 10. So Abramson's first carry of the night goes the wrong way. So third and 10, back at the Amherst 30. 26-8 Broncos with 8:45 and counting here in quarter number two. Battle Creek has survived Sutton, shutting them out in the second half, 14-8 in favor of Battle Creek. Abramson in motion again on the jet sweep. It'll be a quarterback keeper, Clark. A little room off the left side, but gets four, and that'll bring up fourth down and six. And on the tackle, Dibbern. And also in there for Amherst. Logan Dibbern. And it'll be fourth down and 4 yards to go as Zach Clark picks up the four that they lost on the previous play, and obviously Loomis will go for it here at the 26-yard line. Loomis has already used one of their timeouts in the football game, 8 minutes and counting, and a big fourth down here because Loomis already trails 26-8. Trips to the right, Teek Edwards to the left, back to pass with some pressure. Here's the throw. It is juggled and dropped at the 20-yard line. It doesn't matter, because he would not have had the first down. He'd have been about a yard short. And so the pass falls incomplete, and Amherst will take over on downs with 7:51 to go here in the second quarter of play. Broncos on top, 26-8. A lot of the Amherst fans along the ropes over there. the benefit of being at home is here in Loomis, you can park up around the football field here and maybe turn the heater on and stay in the comfort. We've heard a few horns, but it's been a while. Loomis needs some hometown help right now as they trail 26-8. I formation for Amherst. Tobenheim, the quarterback. And they'll hand it off to the I-back, Klingelhofer. Dances through the hole, breaks one tackle, breaks two, and now he's into the secondary, he's into the clear, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Mason Klingelhofer. Give him 54 more yards to make it 32-8. A 54-yard touchdown run for Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer's third touchdown of the night. And one play, and this game has really turned in a hurry. 32-8. I think Amherst was a little focused coming into tonight. Loomis just hasn't been able to tackle. And they're going to line up and try an extra point here. Brant Florell will attempt the extra point kick. Snap good. Placement good. The kick is up, it's sailing, and it is good. It cleared the crossbar by about 2 yards, but that's good enough. And the extra point kick makes it Amherst 33, Loomis 8. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Now the backs are against the wall here already for the Loomis Wolves, trailing 33-8, and there's a lot of football game left. As Eckhout, again, power squib kick will be taken up by Otting Crandall, and the tackle will be made immediately there by Devin Dibbern as it's brought across the 30 and up to the 33-yard line. First down and 10 here for the Loomis Wolves. Loomis got that nice run from Zach Clark. They punched it in on fourth and goal, made the two-point conversion. It was 12-8, but since then, it has been a nice little run here by the Amherst Broncos, scoring 21 unanswered points. 33-8 your score. And Loomis has been forced to go to the passing game here. When he has time, Clark throws it pretty good. Deep sideline pattern, and that one is complete to Andrew Abramson into Amherst territory at the 35-yard line. That is a gain of 12. And we'll move the chains here for Loomis. And that's what the Wolves need. Coach Dennis Reese talking to his players. Got some ex-players, of course, as we told you, as assistant coaches. Trying to help them out here. And give their knowledge to this football team. Cole Carraher, Drew Billiter, Lance Thorell, former Husker, Jason Maskey. 33-8, though, Amherst, first and 10. On the jet sweep, they get it to Otting Crandall around the left side. He's got some room. 30-25, left sideline 20. Stiff arm inside the 15. And he'll be brought down at the 13-yard line by Braden Eckhout. That's a gain of 18 and the best run of the night for Jack Otting Crandall.
Ball's placed at the 14-yard line.
And the fifth first down of the night for Loomis. First and 10 at the Amherst 14-yard line. Loomis trying to get into the end zone for the second time here this evening. You're listening to state football playoff action on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Amherst, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Four wide Again, jet sweep motion, but a ball fake. They'll roll right, looking into the end zone. The ball is vastly underthrown. Trying to come back to it is Andrew Otting-Crandall, and it is incomplete. Loomis fans wanted a pass interference, but it was so far underthrown, you're not going to get that call. And it'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Again, don't forget, we've got high school volleyball the next two nights. Bertrand Giltner, the top two teams in D2. Tomorrow night at 7 at Kearney Catholic, and then Kearney Catholic St. Paul Friday night at 7 from Kennesaw High School as the postseason continues here on Classic Hits. Second down and 10 at the Amherst 14. Clark with trips to the right side. They reshift. Antique Edwards in motion. They give it to him on the end around. Breaks one tackle. Turns up field. Lowers the shoulder. Gets hit by Tobenheim. Fights his way for 3 yards to the 11-yard line. It'll be third down and 7. So Teak Edwards carries the ball for the first time here.
Three yards on the play. Third and 7.
As they are in the Case IH red zone. Your local Case IH dealer, Fairbanks International, Kearney, and Hastings. Third and 7 at the 11. Clark fakes the quick screen. Now has to throw it over the middle to Teak Edwards. He's caught it, and then it's knocked out of his hands. He came down. Then the ball was knocked out of there by Braden Eckout. That's close. When you're in the end zone, all you have to do is make contact with the ground. And then as they came to the ground, the ball was knocked loose. So it'll bring up fourth down and 7. That was a good play there by Eckhout to strip the ball. Fourth and 7, Loomis at the Amherst 11, trailing 33-8 with 6:24 to go here in the first half of play in this D2 state semifinal or state second round game in the West bracket. Shotgun, Clark, blitzes on, hit Preble, he avoids it, throws it over the middle, it's going to be tipped and incomplete, and the ball broken up there by Mason Klingelhofer, and really all Clark did after he avoided the Preble blitz was just throw it, which is the right thing to do since it was fourth down, but incomplete, and Amherst takes over. So, a couple of nice runs there, go for not, and it'll be first and 10 Amherst, who could put this thing out of reach by halftime with another score here. And we have played a lot of football and still have half of quarter number 2 to go. First and 10 at their own 11-yard line. Back to the double tight end I formation. Tobenheim calls the cadence, gives it to the I-back Klingelhofer, jumps over the right side, gets across the 15 and brought down at about the 16, 17-yard line. For another solid run. Klingelhofer will say hit his knee at the 15. So a gain of 4 for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer 148 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half here for the Broncos of Amherst. Clock continues to run. Loomis will get the ball first in this third quarter of play, but they need to find a way to make a stop here. Second and about 5.5 out of the shotgun this time. Again, it's a draw. Klingelhofer into the secondary, just running over Wolves, across the 20, across the 25, and down to the 22-yard line, or out to the 22-yard line, we should say, 32-yard line. Where are we? The 27-yard line. I knew it was farther than 5 yards. It's going to be a gain of 11 on the play for Klingelhofer.
Andrew Otting-Crandall on the stop. First and 10, Broncos.
And another first down here for Amherst already with 10 in this football game. First and 10 at their own 27. Out of the shotgun again, Tobenheim wants to keep it, follows Klingelhofer over the right side into the secondary and just gets tripped up short of midfield as he falls across the 35 and skips his way out to about the 38-yard line, and that's another first down.
Picks up the first 10.
And mostly on the ground right now for the Amherst Broncos. They've thrown it once, and that was a 6-yard touchdown. They had it first and goal at the 1. Had a motion penalty, the only penalty that we have had in this football game so far on either team. First down and 10 again here for the Broncos at their own 38. 5 minutes and counting in the first half. Amherst 33, Loomis 8. And Trey Tomenheim sets him down again out of that I formation. Dibbern, the fullback, as they motion Klingelhofer to the right side, way out on the right side, and we've got a delay of game. So it took him a little too long to set that play up, and a five-yard penalty here on Amherst. Just the second penalty of the ball game. And that'll back him up, make it first down and 15. Final score, Medicine Valley 75 and Shelton 50. Also, Overton has opened it up in the third. Overton 36 and Palmer 7 at the end of the third quarter of play in D1 action. More scores coming up at the half here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, but still 4:30 to go in quarter number two. First and 15 for Amherst. High formation this time. Tobenheim back to pass. The lefty going for his tight end down the field. The catch is made at the 25-20, 15-10, and they say he steps out of bounds. Does Braden Eck out at the 22-yard line. A 25-yard completion for Tobenheim. So 2 for 2 for 31 yards. And Amherst is doing almost anything they want offensively right now. A lot of people thought Amherst, as the season went on, had what it took to make a run in the West all the way to the finals. And then Lawrence Nelson tripped them up. But Lawrence Nelson had to go to the East bracket, where they gave Giltner all they wanted last week. First and 10 at the 22. Klingelhofer motions out of the backfield. Now slides back in there. That means Dibbern's going to get it. And here come the penalty flags. Looks like we'll have motion this time on Amherst.
Illegal procedure against the
and back him up 5 yards again.
Be first and 15.
Interesting tidbit. Two penalties the very next play. The only two passes of the game for Amherst. Doubt we'll see that here, though. If I can figure it out, so can the Loomis coaching staff. First and 15 at the 26-yard line of Loomis. 33-8, Amherst in control. Mason Klingelhofer, huge night. He's already got over 150 yards and three touchdowns. The longest was a 54-yard gallop. First and 15 at the 26 of Loomis. Dibbern now motions out wide right. And more penalty flags and another motion. So after a very, very clean first quarter and a half, all of a sudden, Amherst trying to do a few different things here, getting a little fidgety. Three penalties on this drive alone. And that'll make it first and 20, and Amherst is going the wrong way at their own, or at the Alumas 31-yard line. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, which is actually outside here in Loomis. Crossroads Ford in Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle online at crossroads-ford.com. First and 20. Dibbern sprints out of the backfield from right to left. Back to pass, trying to set up a screen for Klingelhofer. He's got it in a lot of running room. Starts right, goes up the hash mark, gets to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown. A 31-yard screen pass, and Mason Klingelhofer has his fourth touchdown of the first half. And they did pass it after every penalty flag tonight. 39-8 with 4:07 to go. And Amherst, I'll be honest, did not see this one coming. Loomis has moved the ball, but they've been stymied a couple of times in the red zone, and Amherst hasn't had to punt it once. They've scored on every possession. And they're going to try and get the extra point again with the junior Brant Florell. The kick is on the way. That has a little more line drive to it, and it's good. So with 4:07 to go in the first half, it's Amherst 40 and Loomis 8. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits, brought to you in part by Channel Seed and Hildreth. See Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Randall.
As always, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. It is the second round of the C&D playoffs tonight. We are in quarter number two, and Amherst has taken complete control. This time, a line drive kick. Clark, the up man, is going to take it at the 20 to the 25, and there's Amherst to bring him down at the 25-yard line. First and 10 on the tackle again will be Logan Dibbern. 40-8 in favor of Amherst. Let's take a look at some more scores. Could be a major, shocking game right now on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic and Boone Central Newman Grove, the number one team in the state in Albion, 21-21 in the fourth quarter. That game on ESPN 1460. The winner will get Norfolk Catholic. If Kearney Catholic could shock the state, then they would get the home game next week. That's currently on ESPN 1460, PlatteRiverPreps.com. First and 10 here for Loomis at their own 26-yard line, but they'll have to call a timeout as they are running out of time on the play clock. So a timeout on the field brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Let's take a look at some other scores right now for you. As we said in C1, Cozad beat Pierce 34-12. Gothenburg leads Broken Bow in the fourth quarter, 19-14. Norfolk Catholic beat Adams Central today, 33-7. Boone Central Newman Grove has just scored to take a 28-21 lead over Kearney Catholic. In the east, Columbus Lakeview leads the number one seed Syracuse, 25-21. Bishop Newman leads Wahoo at the half, 14-7. Ashland Greenwood, 13-12 over Wilbur Claytonia in the second quarter. And Lincoln Christian leading Fall City, 30-14 in the fourth quarter. Battle Creek beats Sutton today, 14-8. St. Cecilia, 13-6 over Hershey. St. Pat's beat Blue Hill, 28-18. Donovan Trumbull, Blank Crofton, 26-0. Back to action here. Jet sweeping, nowhere to go for Jack Otting Crandall. The only running they're doing right now is they're going out of that four wide on the jet sweep. They'll hand it off from time to time, and Otting Crandall is going to lose two on the play. He's had one solid run. He did have a touchdown as he lined up at a quarterback on fourth and goal from the three and was able to score. But Jack Otting Crandall, I only have him for five carries for 22 yards. On second down and 12. Out of the shotgun again is Clark, this time a quarterback keeper over the left side. He gets across the original line of scrimmage, and a flag comes right into the middle of the pile as he picks up about five, but let's see what the flag's about. And a face mask is going to be the indication here. So a five-yard gain that time for Zach Clark. And we're going to have a 15-yard face mask called on Amherst, and that will move the ball all the way into Amherst territory. Just across midfield at about the 37. Some other scores to tell you about. In class D1 in the West, Overton 14-7. We told you about that with Palmer, but let's update that score. Overton is leading Palmer after three quarters of play, 36-7. It is Twin Loop 29-20 over North Central at the half. That game should be about deep in the fourth quarter. And Elm Creek was leading Burwell by 21. Here is a screen pass that bounces off the helmet straight into the air and knocked down by Loomis. It'll be second down. Second down off the incomplete pass there from Zach Clark right through the hands of Teak Edwards, and it bounced into the air where it would have been anybody's football. Some other scores to bring to you. Let's get over to the D2 side in the West. It is Stewart advancing on, beating Anselmo Myrna 40-12. Wallace beat Hay Springs 48-28. Medicine Valley beat Shelton 75-50. Second down and 10 at the Amherst 37. Clark back to pass. Going to throw for it all. Got a man, Abramson, and he couldn't quite keep his feet in bounds. Andrew Otting Crandall. He caught the ball, but it was just thrown a little too far. And he was out of bounds by about a yard. And the last five passes have been incomplete now for the Loomis Wolves. Stops the clock with 3:09 to go here in the second quarter of play. State football action on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Riverdale, and Loomis, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Third down and 10 now. Split out wide to the left is going to be A.J. Carlson. Clark back to pass, has time now, waits, throws deep on a fly pattern, and that one is caught by Auden Crandall, and then as he hits the ground, the ball falls out of his hands. Jack had it. It hit the ground. When he hit the ground, the ball pops out, and it's incomplete. Well-thrown ball, but on a night like this, the coldest night that these teams have had to play on so far this year, the ball just doesn't stick in there like it would on a warm September night. On the east side of this D2 bracket, it is Fall City Sacred Heart beating Lions Decatur Northeast 56-14 final. Humphrey St. Francis was leading Fullerton 24-14 in the third. Giltner leading Nebraska Lutheran 30-12 in the second. That's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And why not beat Sterling earlier today 50-26. Loomis lining up to go for it on 4th and 10 at the Amherst 37. We'll call a timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, and we'll be right back.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Welcome back to Loomis. Want to say thanks to Athletic Director Cole Carraher and the fine folks here at Loomis for their hospitality. It's a little chilly, but at least the wind's not blowing too much as we're outside tonight, and it's just not going the Wolves' way. Amherst 40 and Loomis 8, and Loomis has it 4th and 10 at the Amherst 37-yard line. Trips to the right. Zach Clark back to pass. Here comes the rush up the middle. The pass is going to be incomplete. He just doesn't have time to run that deep down the field. He tried to get it into the hands of A.J. Carlson. But the offense has been figured out here. Amherst has forced Loomis into throwing the football, and they are 0 for their last 7 through the air. And for the football game, they are 4 for 13, it looks like, the longest being a 12-yarder. And now Amherst has to burn their first timeout before they even kind of get up to the line of scrimmage. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It's 40-8 Amherst. We'll be back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Shakey Construction. Brett Shakey is your one call for any general contracting you may need, from customized homes, outbuildings to additions. With over 12 years of experience in quality work, Shakey Construction of Amherst is the name to know. Shakey is also a proud supporter of the Amherst sports teams and coaches. They would like to take this time to say best of luck Broncos in tonight's game. Shakey Construction of Amherst.
On first down and 10, Tobenheim's going to keep it for Amherst on a quarterback keeper over the right side. He will cross midfield, get into Loomis territory at the 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain. They'll mark it at the 39, a gain of 4.
Second six.
2:40 to go here in the first half. Amherst is going with a hurry-up offense, even though plenty of time and two timeouts. A direct snap to Klingelhofer off the right side. He breaks another tackle, gets inside the 35, and right at the first down marker at the 33. Looks like that should be enough for the first down, and it is. Florell on the tackle, but Klingelhofer already with 4 touchdowns. 3 on the ground, 1 through the air. He's got nearly 200 yards of total offense here in the first half. Out of the shotgun again, Tobenheim. takes the snap, follows Klingelhofer on the run, and he'll be brought down after a short gain this time at the 30-yard line. A gain of just 3 for Tommenheim. And Loomis just does not have the ability to match up man-on-man on that defensive versus offensive line to stop things. And Amherst, if they get just 3 yards, that's a win for Loomis as they try to stack the line as Klingelhofer takes the direct snap, gets to the right side, and Loomis does a good job to slow him down. First man back there was number 44, Colin Rodenbaugh. Klingelhofer's going to pick up 3 more. It'll be 3rd down and 4. And you get to that point now, you got a 32-point lead. If Amherst scores again, then you'll have the running clock in the second half. Sportsmanship and all that kind of go out the window. When you're in the playoffs, you want the game to get over so you don't have to worry about risking injury and you can get on the bus and get home, especially that road team. 3rd down and 4. Out of the shotgun, it's an end around this time. Coming out of that right slot, getting a 1st down across the 25 into the 20-yard line. It's Dibbern, but there's a penalty flag.
There's a penalty flag on the play.
It would be enough for the first, but it looks like this will come back, thrown right where he turned the corner. Auden Crandall made the tackle. And the officials will discuss this penalty flag, which is actually behind the line of scrimmage, and a hold on Amherst. Well, Amherst has picked up 5 penalties here in the last 5 minutes of this football game. No penalties so far for Loomis. And the 10-yard penalty will move the ball back to the Loomis 38-yard line, setting up a 3rd down and about 16 yards to go here for Amherst. So Loomis trying to force him to punt the ball for the first time. Let's see if they go to the air on 3rd and long. There's movement. Loomis came out of their stance, but I don't think they crossed the line of scrimmage, and then Amherst popped up from the right guard. I think this is going to be motion on Amherst, and that's exactly what it is. Now you got 3rd and 21. 3rd and 21, Amherst, and now they're back in their own territory at the 38. 1:13 to go here in quarter number 2. It's all Amherst, 40-8 over Loomis here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, scores, the stats of our first half, and more. Stay with us. 3rd and 22. Klingelhofer motions out of the backfield to the right. Tommenheim takes the snap, drops back to pass. 7-step drop, tries to set up the screen, complete to Dibbern, and he'll be tackled from behind that time by Graydon Ludke. Gets a nice little gain on the play of about 10, but that's still going to bring up 4th down and 12, so Loomis does a good job, and Tommenheim is 4 for 4 with 2 touchdowns through the air. And Amherst looks like they're going to go for it as they're at the 34-yard line of Loomis. 30 seconds to go. If they can get a 1st down here, they still have 2 timeouts, but they seem to be in no hurry. They line up in a power eye formation, and Ron Evans now burns the timeout, stopping the clock with 23 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's 40-8, Amherst, 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Few things bring a community together like cheering on the local high school team. Just like All Points Cooperative brings together what you need. From a quick trip to fill up with Cenex Fuels to a sit-down with their agronomy experts. From selecting the right seed to selling your grain, All Points Cooperative is your most valuable teammate. See your local All Points Cooperative location in Amherst and Loomis for quality Cenex Fuels and lubricants, and see Mike in Amherst for your agronomy needs. All Points Cooperative, communities growing together.
Welcome back to high school football action, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. As we have 23 seconds to go here in the half, it is 4th down and 12. Amherst at the Loomis 34, lining up in the I formation. Trey Tommenheim back to pass, has time, throws it as far as he can for Preble, but he overshot him at the 5. Good strong pass, but he just flat out overthrew Cale Preble, and that's his 1st incomplete pass of the football game. And Loomis will take over at their own 34, but they're out of timeouts with just 17 seconds to go here in quarter number 2. But you know what? That's enough time to run about 3 plays. Amherst is probably going to be playing a little deep here in a prevent. See if he can throw underneath. They did get Auden Crandall open on a deep route a couple of times. And Zach Clark has shown that he can throw the football. But they're going to have to be very efficient, and down 40-8, there's nothing to worry about. You got to try and take a gamble here. All kinds of motion before the snap. Teak Edwards now wide left. I think they want to get him one-on-one. Clark back to pass, and he'll throw over the middle and incomplete. Four wide receivers in the pattern, and that was in the middle of all of them.
Second, 10.
Didn't take very long, only ran 3 seconds. Second down and 10. Over here, a right hook was A.J. Carlson. He ran about a 7-yard hook, and nobody really covered him. And that's kind of the thing you're looking for there. Pick up about 10, 15 yards and give yourself a chance to chuck one to the end zone on the last play of the half. Second down and 10 at their own 34. Edwards wide left. Also Andrew Otting Crandall that side. Carlson over here to the right. And they're just going to swing it out here to Otting Crandall. Jack complete, but he's going to be brought down short of the first down, and they won't have time to run another play. That'll break a long string of incomplete passes, but it's only a 4-yard completion, and that'll bring us to halftime here in Loomis, where the Amherst Broncos scored on every possession except their last one, and it is Amherst 40 and Loomis 8 on a chilly night here in Loomis. Coming up, we will be bringing you the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with all the first half stats, scores from around the state as the second round of the C&D playoffs continue. Talk a little bit of volleyball as well, what's coming up in classes B, C, and D throughout the remainder of the week. But Loomis, obviously, their back's against the wall, and it's going to be hard to think about trying to come back in this ball game. They want to just be competitive with Amherst in the second half. Your score at the half, the Amherst Broncos 40 and the Loomis Wolves 8. We'll be back with more on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
ATC Communications in Arapahoe is your one-stop technology source for Southwest Nebraska. The friendly staff at ATC will help you make communications simple. Whether you need telephone service or high-speed internet for your home or business, ATC is ready to serve you. ATC Communications is a proud supporter of the Loomis Wolves. Give ATC a call at 888-565-5422 or online at atcjet.net for all your communication needs. ATC Communications, making communications simple.
You may have to travel the world to find the one you love, but you'll find the dress you love close to home. The Bridal Isle in Loomis has over 350 gowns in stock. The Bridal Isle's combination of selection and service makes finding the perfect dress fun and easy for the entire wedding party. And a trip to the Bridal Isle for prom has been a tradition for over 30 years. Don't forget the guys, with tux rental for both weddings and prom. Find the Bridal Isle on Facebook at bridalisle.com or in downtown Loomis.
And welcome back to Loomis, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Amherst is in complete control here in the second meeting of the year with Loomis. The first one, as we told you, was won by Amherst, but it was just 27-16 on opening night. Both teams have put together great seasons, but Amherst with 4 touchdowns from Mason Klingelhofer, 3 on the ground and a 31-yard screen pass reception, leads it 40-8 here over the Wolves. Let's take a look at the rest of the scores on the Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Be a good night to pick up a Valentino's pizza top of the hill in Kearney, or they can deliver one throughout the city as well. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. In Class C1 today, Cozad was down 12-7, but then it was all haymakers in a 34-12 win over Pierce. It looks like they'll get Gothenburg. The Swedes lead Broken Bow 25-14 in the fourth. Norfolk Catholic all over Adams Central today, 33-7. The three-time defending state champions will take on the winner of the Boone Central-Kearney Catholic game. It has been an epic game. Late in the fourth quarter, Boone Central Newman Grove leads Kearney Catholic 35-28. The game is currently airing on ESPN 1460. A lot of people believed Boone Central was the best team in C1, regardless of the East or West. In the eastern portion, Columbus Lakeview is holding on 25-21 over Syracuse in the fourth quarter. Bishop Newman led Wahoo in the Battle of Wahoo 14-7 at the half. Ashland Greenwood had a 13-12 lead over Wilbur Claytonia as they approached half, and Lincoln Christian beat Falls City 30-14. In C2, the Western quarterfinals are set, and only one of the top four teams did not make it. Donovan Trumbull shut out Crofton, beating them in the playoffs for the second consecutive year. This afternoon, it was 26-0. They will host North Platte St. Pat's on Tuesday. Again, this is the same place that they played last year. St. Pat's came to Donovan in the quarters and got blown out. St. Pat's was able to pull away from Blue Hill 28-18. Hastings St. Cecilia goes on the road and knocks off the number three seed Hershey 13-6. And Battle Creek stays undefeated as they have the only touchdown of the second half in a 14-8 win over Sutton, ending the great career of Cole Wiseman and some of those Sutton football players, the Mustangs, who made it all the way to the state final last year. And Battle Creek must be a real force to be reckoned with, playing with some kids that have been suspended. They don't have their full complement of players, and they will be at Hastings St. Cecilia at Duncan Field next week on Tuesday. That is the quarterfinals in C&D. On the eastern side of the bracket, Centennial leads Omaha Brownell Talbot, the number one seed in the third quarter, 21-9. Malcolm all over Takema Herman, 40-6 in the fourth. The defending champions the last 2 years, David City Aquinas, 27-0 lead over Archbishop Bergen of Fremont in the fourth quarter. Hardington Cedar Catholic leading Lutheran High Northeast at the half by a score of 7-6. In D1, they're in the fourth quarter, Overton 36, Palmer 7. Also in the fourth quarter, Twin Loop 55 and North Central 20. It was Hemingford defeating Chambers Wheeler Central 48-18. And we are awaiting an update on the Elm Creek Burwell score. Elm Creek was up 21 at the half. If you do have a update on that, please give us a buzz at 236-9900, 236-9900. Also in the D1 East bracket, Randolph in the fourth quarter leads the number one seed Brooding Davenport Shickley 36-20. The winner will get Exeter Milligan, who beat High Plains 24-6. Creighton 64, Guardian Angels Central Catholic 26. That's in the fourth quarter. And Howells Dodge blew out Freeman 70-27. That's a Freeman team that I believe had only one loss. In D2, here in the West bracket, this is the only game that is still going. It is Amherst 40 and Loomis 8 at the half. The winner will get Wallace. Wallace beat Hayes Spring 48-28. And if Amherst is able to complete this in the second half, Wallace will travel to Amherst. If Loomis would make the miraculous comeback, then Loomis would go to Wallace. Stewart pulled away in the second half to beat Anselmo Myrna 40-12, and they will host Medicine Valley, who had a huge comeback today. They were down 34-13 in the second quarter, and Medicine Valley beats Shelton 75-50. Shelton just got a little too banged up late in the season, so Medicine Valley will play at Stewart. In the eastern part of the D2 bracket, Fall City Sacred Heart, the number one seed, blows out Lions Decatur Northeast 56-14. It is Humphrey St. Francis leading Fullerton 24-20 in the third quarter. It is Giltner leading Nebraska Lutheran at last check 30-12 in the second quarter. That game airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and Why Not defeated Sterling 50-26. Classes A and B are Friday. Grand Island plays Omaha Burke. Aurora will be traveling to McCook in the area matchups. Again, we're here at the half. It is Amherst 40, Loomis 8. We'll take a look at the first half stats and have a little bit more for you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
Peerless Irrigation of Loomis gives you what you need most. Water. Think about it. Nothing's more important than water for you and your fields. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling takes pride in bringing water right to your home with residential well drilling, as well as increasing your crop's yield with quality irrigation. Quality, professional, affordable. At Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, our service is peerless. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling in Loomis.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at Loomis. The D2's second round state tournament is all Amherst right now, 40-8 at the half. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats here in just a little bit. In a volleyball tonight, Kearney High saw their season come to an end. North Platte beat Kearney 25-22, 25-20, 25-19. Grand Island defeated Omaha North in straight sets, so they are playing in Millard in the championship match tonight to try to get to the state tournament. Now, of course, there are Class B, C, and D districts still to be played, and Class D will get underway tomorrow night. The top two teams in the state in D2 are Giltner and Bertrand, and you can hear it right here on Classic Hits 98.9. First serve from Kearney Catholic is at 7 o'clock. The rest of D2, Sterling and Hampton will play at Milford. Meade will play Lyons Decatur at Fremont. Wynot and Stewart will play at Elkhorn Valley. Wallace and Paxton will play at Grant, Perkins County. Layton and Hay Springs will play out at Bayard. In D1 tomorrow night, it'll be Friend against Bruning Davenport, Schickley in Geneva. Howells Dodge will play Emerson Hubbard at Wisner. Red Cloud and Cross County will play at Gibbon at 7 o'clock. Twin Loop at O'Neill St. Mary's will play at Burwell. Just down the road at Holdridge, Axtell and Southwest will play in the D15 final at 7. And then in the West, Brady and Potter Dix will play in Oshkosh at Garden County High School. Then Friday, it is the Class C district finals. Kearney Catholic and St. Paul will play for the third time this year. They've each won one. That game is at Kennesaw Friday night at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Elsewhere in C1, Syracuse and Lincoln Lutheran will play at Lincoln Northeast. Omaha Concordia will play Wahoo at Midland University in Fremont. Columbus Scotus and Fillmore Central will play at Seward. Wayne and Norfolk Catholic will play in Wisner. Ogallala and Shadron will meet in Bayard. And in the C2 volleyball district finals on Friday night, it will be Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Hastings High School. Ord and Dundee County Stratton will play at North Platte. Crofton and Elgin Pope John will play in Norfolk. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family takes on Shelby Rising City at Columbus Lakeview. West Point Guardian Angels will play Wakefield at Pender, and Palmyra will take on Elmwood Murdoch in Malcolm. And that is coming up Friday in C. Then Saturday, for the first time ever, there is a Class B substate. The top 16 teams after yesterday's districts are now going to a substate, one game for each, winner take all. And that includes, because of Husker football Saturday, you can tell the times have been adjusted. Holdridge is at Waverly at noon. Also at noon, it will be Hastings at Norris. At 5 o'clock, Gearing will be at Grand Island Northwest. And at 6 o'clock, Aurora will host Elkhorn. Elsewhere in B, Pius will host Bennington. It will be Omaha Scutt hosting Omaha Duchesne. Sydney will be at Beatrice. Elkhorn South will be at Gretna. Back to football, the first half stats coming your way next. You're listening to the state playoffs where Amherst leads Loomis at the half 40-8.
You know the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Nebraska, just wait, it's gonna change. That's fine for outside. But what if you need a change inside your house? Then you need Williams Indoor Air Quality. Williams Indoor Air Quality of Loomis is a dealer for two of America's top brands of heating and cooling systems, Lennox and Bryant. And they repair all brands. Heating, cooling, home, or light commercial, Williams Indoor Air Quality is the only call you'll need to make. Williams Indoor Air Quality of Loomis says, go Wolves!
Platte Valley Communications of Kearney and Lexington wishes to congratulate the Amherst Bronco volleyball and football teams on a successful 2013 season. Platte Valley is your one-stop solution for all your communication needs. From Motorola Business Band radios to Dish Network satellite TV. From Verizon wireless phones and services to cell phone repair. From business computer systems and networking to business security and surveillance systems. Platte Valley Communications, reminding the Amherst Broncos to finish the season strong.
High school football action continuing here at Loomis. We continue on with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Here's the numbers I have. First of all, for the Loomis Wolves, Jack Otting Crandall, 5 carries, 22 yards, and a touchdown. Teek Edwards, 1 carry, 3 yards. Andrew Abramson, 1 carry, negative 4. Zach Clark, the quarterback, 8 carries for 38 yards. 15 carries, 59 yards here in the first half on the ground for Loomis. Through the air, Zach Clark has put it up 15 times, completed 5 of those. No touchdowns, no interceptions for 27 yards. So 27 through the air, 59 on the ground, 86 yards for Loomis, 6 first downs. 2 punts for an average of 17 yards. No penalties, no turnovers for Loomis, but also not much offense here in the first half. For the Amherst Broncos, Mason Klingelhofer leads the way. 17 carries, 168 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Devin Dibbern has 4 carries for 18 yards and a touchdown. The quarterback, Trey Tobenheim, has 7 carries for 52 yards. So here in the first half, I have 28 rushing attempts total for Amherst, and they have 238 yards on the ground. Trey Tobenheim through the air is 4 of 5, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns, and 72 yards. So 72 through the air, 238 on the ground. That is 310 yards on an 80-yard field in the first half for 13 first downs. No punts, no turnovers. The only thing going against Amherst was the number of penalties they had in the last 6 minutes here of the half. 6 of them in that amount of time. 7 penalties in the first half for 50 yards on Amherst. 4-yard run for Mason Klingelhofer to start the game. The 2-point conversion run, no good. Then a 7-yard run by Devin Dibbern. The conversion, no good. 12-0 with 5:34 to go. Then after a 32-yard run by Zach Clark, Jack Otting Crandall took it in on 4th and goal from the 3. The 2-point conversion by Crandall was good. And with 3:30 to go in the first quarter, it's 12-8. We got a ball game, but that's where the offense stopped for Loomis. A 6-yard touchdown pass from Tobenheim to Preble. Cole hauls it in to make it 20-8. That was the score at the end of one. Then a minute into the second quarter, a 7-yard run by Mason Klingelhofer, 26-8. Then a 1-play drive, 54-yard run by Klingelhofer, makes it 33-8. Brant Florell added the extra point kick, 7:39 to go in the second quarter. Then with 4:07 to go in the second quarter, a 31-yard screen pass on 1st and 20 from Tobenheim to Klingelhofer. Florell adds the kick. 40-8, and that's where we are here at the half. Mason Klingelhofer, 4 touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 1 in the air. He has 199 yards of total offense unofficially here in the first half. And that's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It is Amherst 40, Loomis 8. The Wolves will get the ball to start the second half when we come back.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football action as we get ready for the third quarter of play here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Channel Seed and Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. It will be Amherst to kick the ball away to start the second half of play. That means Eckhout has it on the tee. Back deep is Jack Otten Crandall. They've been squibbing it lately. And they will again, a power squib that's picked up at the 20-yard line by the up man, 25. And getting up to the 30-yard line will be Andrew Abramson. And that's where Loomis will start. Let's see what their game plan is here. They made the quick change to get away from the run game early in this football game to go four wide, try to throw some short passes, maybe run a little bit of jet sweep. But there just hasn't been much there. First and 10 at their own 30 as the second half gets underway on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Amherst. And they're going to come out in that four wide again. Ball on the near hash for Zach Clark. He'll send Edwards in motion on the jet sweep fake. Quarterback draw, room right up the middle. 35 out to the 38, close to the 39-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8 on the play. That'll be second down and 2. So that's what they were hoping to accomplish tonight, was to allow Zach Clark to find some holes up the middle and pick up yards while spreading out that Amherst defense. Second down and 2. Coming up over the football, the center, Kelly Thorell. His right guard, Trevor Maskey. His left guard, Colin Rodenbaugh. And now showing a lot of switching. They're trying to get matchups here with the Amherst defense. They switch both sets of receivers. Get set. Clark takes the snap. Little wide receiver screen, and it goes through the hands of Andrew Otting Crandall. And although not all the passes are right on the mark, there have been a lot of drops tonight. So it's not all on the quarterback, Zach Clark. In fact, there's a couple of them that were in the hands of his receivers. One was a beautiful strip. I believe it was Braden Eckhout in the end zone that kept the second touchdown off the board tonight for Loomis. And one that Otten Crandall caught what would have been about a 25-yard reception, but when he hit the ground, the ball popped out. Third and 2. Clark, quarterback keeper, and he's going to stretch, and it's all on the mark here. He didn't put the football out forward, and he's going to be short. It's going to be fourth in the length of a football. And, of course, in this situation, you're going to go for it. But there has not been much of putting Zach Clark under center in this football game. He'll come over and talk with his offensive coordinator and get back into the huddle. And you know that Amherst was to just dare him to try and quarterback sneak it here. And it looks like they will not have the right personnel looking to the sideline with the hands out, trying to get everybody set. They might direct snap it to Otten Crandall. They do. And he's going to run left side, and it's going to be close. He stretched the ball over the first down marker, but they're not going to give that to him, and they're going to stop him. If the ball's not touching the 40, and the official knows that if it's not touching the 40, it's not a first down, and Amherst comes up with the big stop. So kind of a punch to the gut there. 8 on first play of the second half. Second and 2, and Loomis was not able to move it the 2 yards they needed. And they will take over on down. And most of this football game has been played in Loomis territory, and that's nothing different here to start the second half. 40-8 Amherst, 10:24 to go in the third quarter. I formation, Trey Tobenheim, double tight end. This time they'll motion Dibbern out of the backfield. Otting Crandall to cover him. Pitch play to Klingelhofer off the left side. Inside the 35, goes heads over heels and holds onto the football. And he's going to be brought down at the 32-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play. 168 yards in the first half for Mason Klingelhofer, and he picks up where he left off. Second down and 3 yards to go here. Ball just outside the 32-yard line. Amherst taking time in the huddle. It hasn't been a whole lot of exciting Amherst football tonight as far as trick plays or a lot of motion or running multiple plays. It's been pretty basic. Second and 3, Klingelhofer off the right side, steps right through 3 green jerseys, has the first down, man-on-man with Otten Crandall, stands him up and tries to drive him down, and Klingelhofer just keeps on moving, 25 down to the 23-yard line, a gain of 9 more for Mason Klingelhofer. Klingelhoffer is just a man out there, and he is really getting the job done here tonight. Move the chains again unofficially, the 14th first down of the ball game here for Amherst. Should they get in the end zone before Loomis, then you go to that running clock. And that's what Loomis is trying to avoid have happening here. They're going to pump a run blitz. Quarterback option, Tobenheim, late pitch to Klingelhoffer, hit in the backfield, but they can't make the tackle, and Tobenheim gets inside the 20 and gets to about the 18. That's been the story of the night. Aronson had a great shot on him in the backfield and just bounced off of him, and it's going to be a gain of 5. Could have been about a 5-yard loss, but just too big, too tough. One of the 3 seniors on this football team for Amherst is Mason Klingelhoffer, along with Tyler Martinson. Another one of the seniors out there, Chris Rasmussen. It is second down and 5. Opening drive of the second half for Amherst. And Tobenheim wants to roll left on a quarterback keeper. He's got pressure. Now he'll throw it out here. It is complete at the 5 and into the end zone for the touchdown, Braden Eckhout. And a good job of stiff-arming the rush of Graydon Ludke, who got a hand on him but couldn't finish things off. And the touchdown pass into the end zone makes it 46-8. And it looks like that'll go down as a 23-yard touchdown pass, the third of the ball game for Trey Tobenheim. 9:05 to go here, and they're going to line up for the extra point. Kudos here to Coach Evans. You got the cushion. This is where you practice it. And Brant Florell that time will have it blocked. It was a little low, and it's blocked by A.J. Mateka. But with 9:05 to go here in the third quarter, it is Amherst 46, Loomis 8. We'll be back with more in a minute on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
I'm going to invest in a heater next time. Oh, welcome back. State football playoffs. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, which, as we said, is outside Crossroads Ford in Kearney. See them for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at crossroads-ford.com. The kickoff again has been squibbed all night, but this time they decide to hammer it, and into the end zone it goes. So our first touchback of the night, and Loomis will take over at the 15-yard line. 46-8, and the clock will run until Loomis scores. Down by the 35-point rule, and just didn't see that coming tonight. And they're going to go back to the I formation here and turn and hand it to Auden Crowell off the right side, and we got a penalty flag on the snap. That looks like we're going to get a hold on the run play as Auden Crowell picks up a couple over the right side, trying to follow his blocker, Kelly Thorell. But when there is a flag, they do stop the clock. And a chop block is going to be called here against Loomis. And that'll be their first penalty of the football game. And that'll be half the distance to the goal, 8 yards. And while we have a little bit of a break here, let's take a look at the temperature here in Loomis. A chilly night. Says it's 35, feels like 29. They're lying. you know what it really feels like. The first time that it gets really cold, you always think it's a lot colder than it is. From their 10-yard line. But a little bit of a breeze. at the face of the Loomis Wolves. And Boone Central Newman Grove has beaten Kearney Catholic tonight 35-28 as a draw play to Jack Crowell. Jack Auding Crandall got back to the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And that'll bring up second down at about 16. So Kearney Catholic played Boone Central tougher than anybody all year long. And just the conversion problems that they had against Gothenburg put them in the wrong bracket, or they probably could have been playing Boone Central in the state semifinals. And Loomis will bring Kelly Thorell over to the sidelines, their starting center. And then the ball is loose. You bring in a new center in the first snap. The ball ends up on the ground. And Loomis, I think, able to cover it there. And that'll bring up third and long. So third down and 16 here. As Loomis just didn't have it go their way tonight. Their season will come to an end. Still a lot of football game left. But 7-3. Amherst will be home next week to play Wallace. Setting it 9-1. I formation. Clark. He's going to turn, hand it off over the right side, trying to get out there. Jack Otting Crowell makes one man miss, leaps into the air, and that is a bad idea. Two of those wrestlers from Amherst take him right up and put him down. That'd be a good two-point takedown as they drop him at the 10. He's going to pick up about 3 yards on the play, but it's a fourth down and 14 yards to go here in a punting situation. And the two punts that Loomis has had tonight are 14 and 19. One, they dropped the snap and booted it out of there. And then Teak Edwards had one tipped the second time. Looks like Amherst will set up a return. There's a high kick. It just doesn't have a lot of distance on it. Loomis gets a nice roll of about 7 more yards across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. So the punt's going to carry about 22 yards, but again, Amherst playing in Loomis territory with 6:20 and that continuous clock even in between possessions. It is Amherst 46 and Loomis 8. Don't forget, at the end of the football game, it'll be the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, and then we'll send it back to the studio for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from around the state, recaps from all of our radio games and more. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. Tobenheim under center. He'll motion Dibbern out wide to the right. Pitch play to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer comes off the right side, up the hash mark, gets across the 30, still on his feet at the 25, pops to the outside 20. He wants those yards. He loves playing football, and out of bounds he goes for another Amherst first down. The Broncos move the ball from the 32-yard line and officially mark it on the 18. That's a 14-yard carry, and that will put Mason Klingelhofer over 200 yards tonight. I've got him at 203. That's on the ground, plus the 31-yard touchdown reception. He's been in the end zone 4 times. First and 10 at the 18. Out of the I formation, Klingelhofer. Nope, Dibbern off the left side. Inside the 15, he'll get it down to the 13-yard line. Dibbern hadn't carried the ball since the first quarter. Says, hey, I can run up the football field a little bit. It's going to be a gain of 6. And he has 5 carries for 24 yards and the 1 touchdown. As Amherst looking for more here. And I think we're starting to see some different players getting the ball again. That might be Logan Dibbern now at the I-back. Florell at the fullback. Pitch play left side, and there's a nice stick at the 11-yard line by Andrew Abrasom. And checking out, carrying the football, I think that's 23. Yeah, that is Logan Dibbern carrying the football that time. I think Logan might have carried it last time as well. It's going to be a gain of 3-2 on the play. 2-yard gain. Make it third down and about 3 yards to go. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter, 46-8 Amherst. And it'll be a toss play. Logan Dibbern trying to get to the right side. Gets a good block and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Great block by Dawson Trampy to seal the right edge. And the touchdown is good. And that's going to go from about 9 yards. 9-yard touchdown run for Logan Dibbern. And now the extra point coming up for Amherst in complete control here. And have been since the start of the second quarter when Klingelhofer took it in to make it 26-8. So spreading the wealth, but a great, great block out there by Dawson Trampy. And now they're going to line up to go for two. And Brant Florell, the eye back, they'll hand it to him. He'll go up the middle and walk into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 3:54 to go, third quarter. Amherst 54 and Loomis 8. We'll be right back.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Jack Otting Crowell will take it to six up the right sideline to the 20 to the 30. Now he's got to the outside. He's going to take it all the way back. Jack Otting Crowell, a 74-yard kickoff return to finally give the Loomis Wolves fans something to jump up and down about. A 74-yard return there. Started at the right wing, took it up the hash mark, got out to about the 25, then cut it to the left and ran down the Amherst sideline for the touchdown. And now the conversion coming back. So the 74-yard kickoff return makes it 54-14. With 3:41 to go in the third quarter, Seth Beisner will run in here. And Jack Otting Crowell has both touchdowns, or Crandall, I know I've said Crowell a couple times, I apologize. Crandall has scored both touchdowns here for Loomis. And as they go for the two-point conversion, the lineup in the eye. Andrew, the fullback, Jack, the eye back, give it to Jack over the left side, looking for some running room, but he is not going to get in there. And the two-point conversion is no good as the tackle is made by Chris Rasmussen. 3:41 to go, third quarter. It's 54-14 Amherst. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Seth Beisner will kick it off for Loomis. It's picked up by Mason Klingelhofer at the 10. Tries the right side, 15-20. Still on his feet, tries the left side, 30. And he'll be brought down at the 33-yard line. Mason Klingelhofer's ran one in three times. He's got a touchdown reception. He was looking for a return for a touchdown, and unfortunately we've got a man down on the field for the Loomis Wolves. Good news is that's the first time we've had to stop for an injury timeout today. We've seen some kids get banged up and come off the field, but and injured Loomis Wolf. With 3:22 to go here in the third quarter, it's Amherst 54 and Loomis 14. And you never want to be laying on a cold ground like this when your team just hasn't been able to get it going. And let's take a look at some of the other scores here on the Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. And the top four teams have advanced in the C1 West bracket. It was Kozad over Pierce, 34-12. Gothenburg pulls away to beat Broken Bow, 32-14. Norfolk Catholic beat Adams Central, 33-7. And Boone Central Newman Grove outlast Kearney Catholic in a classic, 35-28. In the east part of the C1 bracket, Columbus Lakeview beat Syracuse 25-21. Bishop Newman leads Wahoo 21-7 in the fourth. Also in the fourth, Wilbur Claytonia, the 11 seed, leads Ashland Greenwood 23-20. And Lincoln Christian beat Fall City 30-14. In Class C2, the west bracket has Donovan Trumbull Blankencrofton 26-0. North Platte St. Pat's beat Blue Hill 28-18. They'll play at Donovan on Tuesday. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Hershey 13-6. And Battle Creek was able to beat Sutton 14-8. Battle Creek will be at St. Cecilia on Tuesday. In the east, fourth quarter, Centennial leads the number one seed Omaha Brownell Talbot 28-16. Malcolm blew out Kama Herman 40-6. Aquinas, the two-time defending state champion, beat Archbishop Bergen 29-7. And in the fourth, Hardington Cedar Catholic leads the number two seed, Lutheran High Northeast, 21-13. In Class D1, in the West bracket, Overton has finished things off here. They have picked up a win over Palmer. Overton will advance on to the state quarterfinals by beating Palmer 38-15. They will play Twin Loop. Twin Loop 69-20 over North Central today. Overton will have to go on the road on Tuesday. It was Hemingford over Chambers Wheeler Central 48-18. And in a close one, Elm Creek 35, Burwell 26. Elm Creek knocking Burwell out of the playoffs for the second straight year. So Elm Creek will host Hemingford next Tuesday. And pretty good chance that'll be an afternoon game. Hemingford making the long trip out to Elm Creek, which would be way east for them. D1 East Bracket, Randolph, an upset of the top seed Bruning Davenport Shickley, 50-32. Exeter Milligan over High Plains, 24-6. Creighton over Guardian Angels, 64-34. Howells Dodge over Freeman, 70-27. We're in an injury delay here, and it doesn't look good as they bring the card out for the Loomis Wolf player who remained face down during the kick return. And we will try and pick up the number of who that was that is laying on the field over there. And we'll let you know as soon as we do. We'll take a break. We'll come back, look at the D2 scores and more after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Well, welcome back to Loomis. Unfortunate situation here. The ambulance is going to have to take one of the young Loomis Wool players to the hospital here as the ambulance backing out onto the field here. They're not even going to use the cart this time, and we're still not positive of the player that is down, and we've got it down to two kids, but there's no need to speculate. It looks like his parents are here. The
Medical staff, including New West, is on hand. It was on the kick return, this football game. Winning, losing is over. It's 54-14 Amherst with 3:22 to go in the third quarter. And on a kick return here, Mason Klingelhofer bringing it up the field, left one of the Loomis players down, and he remained face down on the field here. And we cannot tell now with all the folks around him if there has been movement or if they have rolled him over. But they will take as much precaution as they can. And as cold as it is, they're trying to bring out the blankets and cover him up a little bit. So we will have an extended delay. We read you all the scores from C1, C2, D1. Let's take a look at D2 here for you. Again, Amherst will host Wallace on Tuesday if they finish this off, which it looks like they will. Wallace 48, Hay Springs 28. Stewart defeated Anselmo Myrna 40-12. They will host Medicine Valley, who put up 75 tonight in a 75-50 victory over Shelton. And in the D2 East bracket, it was Fall City Sacred Heart 56-14 over Lions Decatur Northeast. Humphrey St. Francis holds off a good Fullerton team. Fullerton beat them earlier in the year. St. Francis got them tonight 24-20. Giltner was leading Nebraska Lutheran 38-12. That game's on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and they'll get Why Not in the quarters. Why Not, a 50-26 win over Sterling. And if Giltner wins, that game will be in Giltner on Tuesday. A reminder that there's still plenty of volleyball to go. The state tournament begins next Thursday, and a Class A district's being played tonight. Kearney was knocked out. Grand Island won. They're playing the district final. Class D districts are tomorrow. We'll have Bertrand Giltner here on Classic Hits 98.9 at 7, and then at 7 o'clock Friday, it'll be Kearney Catholic and St. Paul from Kennesaw. The Class B substates will be on Saturday. The injured player is number 35, A.J. Mateka, and they are attending to him here at Loomis. You're listening to High School Football State Playoff Edition, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Channel Seed and Hildreth, go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you. And Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park and Webb Road, Grand Island, and online at dinsdaleauto.com. 3:22 to go in the third quarter. Amherst 54, Loomis 14. We've got an injury timeout, and we'll be back.
This broadcast is made possible in part by the great staff of Dittmer Fencing. Dittmer Fencing and Sumner would like to take this time to wish the Amherst football team best of luck. Dittmer is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes and coaches and are very proud of where you are as a team. Dittmer Fencing provides quality fencing and free estimates serving the surrounding area. Call them today and get your fencing done right today by Dittmer Fencing of Sumner.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Doug Duda back with you here at Loomis. We're in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, which isn't actually a booth tonight. We're outside the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Loomis. Crossroads Ford is your proud supporter of area high school sports, athletes, schools, and students. See Crossroads Ford in Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. You can check them out online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. An extended delay here for A.J. Mateka as he was injured on a kickoff return of Amherst and has been on the field now for approximately 10 minutes has been our delay. He will be taken by ambulance. And this is the time you always are very thankful for the volunteer guys and gals in the small towns who take their training seriously and have the their hands on A.J. Mateka to try and do the best they can to get him to medical attention here. And, of course, being very careful with the backboard and putting him onto the stretcher here. And they'll only have to move him about 5 or 6 feet to get him into the ambulance. But hopefully, AJ, whatever this is just one of those things that looks worse than it is, because we couldn't tell if there was any motion. By the time they got everybody down there on the field, he was well surrounded, and we really haven't been able to see him from our vantage point since. So we've got a delay in the action here. We've went over all the scores, told you about the volleyball. Remember, when we're done, it's the Mistco Sports postgame show, followed by the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. 3:22 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Amherst tonight, 54-14 over Loomis. Mason Klingelhofer, 4 first-half touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 1 through the air. He currently has 203 yards rushing in the football game on 21 carries. As the fans, and there is a great crowd on hand tonight, Amherst fans probably equal to the number of Loomis fans here tonight on the travel, and hopefully AJ can hear their applause. And now you're down by 40. It's cold. You know the game's over. One of your teammates, you don't know what's happening, and you hate to see the ambulance take anybody. So what do you do? Loomis has got to find a way to finish things out here in a game they know they won't win, down 54-14, and they hope that they can have some fun, maybe get another couple of scores and end this game in good fashion. We will be ready for football here again in momentarily, but Amherst will be on offense. And Loomis will be on defense. And if we get any word, which will be probably pretty hard to come by, we will let you know. But right now, with 3:22 to go, it'll be 1st and 10 Amherst as we get ready to play again. 1st and 10 Amherst at the 33-yard line. Broncos will have it at their own 33-yard line. Back to action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Last series, they did do some substituting. Trey Tomenheim looks like he's still in there as the quarterback. Logan Dibbern, the eye back. They will hand it to the fullback to follow Logan Dibbern, and that will be Brant Florell.
Number 44, the ball carrier.
And Brant Florell will carry the ball for a minimal game, maybe a yard on the play here.
Pick up a 1 yard on the play, 2nd and 9. The ball
so
is at the 34-yard
first carry tonight for Brant, and it looks like the starter's night is done. Florell getting 1 yard on the play, 2nd down and 9. And again, with that 40-point lead, you've got the continuous clock right now, which could be good for everybody involved. The new quarterback in the football game is Trevor Adelung. He'll hand it off over the right side for another yard as they get it to the 35-yard line of the Broncos. And carrying the ball that time is Chris Rasmussen. So everybody going to get into the act here.
3rd and 7. Ball is at the 35-yard line of the Broncos.
3rd down, 7 yards to go at the Amherst 35-yard line. Amherst leading at 54-14 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Adelung, the quarterback, just staying out of that basic I formation, takes the snap, pitches it to Florell. Florell avoids some folks in the backfield, then gets across the 35 up to midfield. Some good dancing before he is brought down there by Edwards, short of the first down, also in on the tackle. Jack Otting Crandall. Levi Asp was in the area as well. It's going to be a gain of 3 yards, and it'll be 4th down at about 2. And, of course, Amherst is going to go for it here. No need to punt. Comfortable 40-point lead. Got your backups in there. Give them as many snaps as you can. Loomis is going to put all 8 guys in the box, expecting that run. Adelung pitches it, and the ball popped up into the air, but not a fumble, but also not a first down, as Logan Dibbern is tackled there by Abramson. On that pitch play, it slid out of his hands. We have not had a turnover in this football game, and no gain on the play for Logan, who scored a touchdown earlier in this quarter on his last carry. So the ball comes back over to Loomis as we have 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. And the Wolves trail 54-14. They did have the last touchdown on the kickoff return from Jack Otting Crandall. Looks like still primarily the starting eight out there offensively. And quarterback Zach Clark will have him in the shotgun. Double tight ends, though, this time with two wideouts. Clark fumbles the snap. It bounces back to him, rolls out here, and just throws it away. Good play. Good play by the junior quarterback, Zach Clark. He was looking for Teek Edwards, but Edwards was covered one-on-one and just figured there's no need to try and force it. Get second down and 10. But even the incomplete pass doesn't stop the clock here, and there'll probably be time for one more play here in the third quarter. Wind picking up just a little bit, between 5 and 10 miles an hour. It's been fairly calm tonight, but our first freezing night of football, temperature below 32. Here's a handoff to Otting Crandall. He'll lower his shoulder, run over man to pick up a couple out to the 38-yard line, and it'll be third down and 8 yards to go, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. And after three quarters of play in this second-round D2 state playoff game, it's the Amherst Broncos 54 and the Loomis Wolves 14. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this timeout on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Shakey Construction. Brett Shakey is your one call for any general contracting you may need. From customized homes, outbuildings to additions, with over 12 years of experience in quality work, Shakey Construction of Amherst is the name to know. Shakey is also a proud supporter of the Amherst sports teams and coaches. They would like to take this time to say best of luck Broncos in tonight's game. Shakey Construction of Amherst.
With Merritt Lawson in the Platte River Preps War Room, and our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, as the fourth quarter gets underway with a penalty flag here on Loomis. It's illegal procedure, just their second penalty of the ball game. There was only one penalty in that third quarter. So that'll bring up third down, and we'll call it 12 to go here for Loomis. Clark will take it. He'll hand it off to his freshman I-back, which is Levi Asp. And Asp was going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. And it looks like that's about it. So the freshman, Levi Asp, getting his first carry of the football game. And they'll say it is fourth and 12. With 11:20 to go in the game, 54-14 Amherst. Loomis is lining up to punt the football. And it's to Teek Edwards. The kick is blocked. The punt is blocked. Getting through there is Jacob Klingelhofer. The ball loose on the ground. And it'll be covered at around the Loomis 38-yard line. So Jacob Klingelhofer, the sophomore, comes in there and blocks the punt for his highlight of the night. And the ball is at the Loomis 37-yard line. And again, we haven't had a true turnover tonight. But again, most of the night has been played in Loomis territory. With the clock continuing to run here, Amherst will get it again, 54-14 Broncos. At the Loomis 37-yard line, out of the I formation, Adelin, the quarterback, turns, hands to his I back, who comes off the right side. Big hole for Logan Dibbern, to the 20, to the 10, and into the end zone for another Amherst touchdown. A 38-yard touchdown run for Logan Dibbern. And the whole bus should be full of joyous Broncos as they head home tonight. That's the second touchdown run for Logan Dibbern in four touches tonight. And they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion, making the score 60-14 for Amherst. And we'll get to that thought after they run the two-point conversion. And we've got penalty flags first. But for the Amherst Broncos, as they get that 5-yard penalty for a procedure, This is going to be the second most points they've scored all year. They put up 69 in a 69-28 win over Axtell at 61 earlier this year. So I guess if they get the conversion, it'll be the second most. And they break the huddle to go for the two-point conversion, but now it's back at the 7 after the motion penalty. Brant Florell, the fullback. Logan Dibbern is the I-back. Adelin, the quarterback, rolls to his right, wants to throw to his end, has some time. The lefty fires it, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. The pass broken up that time by Brandon Blinkow, and so the two-point conversion is no good. With 10:38 to go in the game, Amherst 60, Lewis 14. We're listening to the high school state football playoffs brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
Tonight's sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Michael Sadoff and Dr. Andrew Sadoff of Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic serve Miller and all the surrounding areas for everyday vaccinations to calving, bull semen testing, and ultrasound. They provide that loved member of your family with the treatment they deserve. Serving all large and small animals at the clinic or on your farm with a portable chute. Making it even more convenient for you, Tri-Valley Veterinary Clinic. Best of luck, Amherst!
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
The kick away is a squibber, and Loomis going to try and find the handle here as the backups also in on the kick return team and kickoff team for Amherst. Beisner will fall on top of it. Doug Duda, Brad Ryan with you here in Loomis. And again, a big thank you to Cole Carraher, all the folks here at Loomis. It's not their night on the football field, but they always take care of us the best they can. With the small press box, we say that we're outside. That's what we mean by that. But anytime we come over for hoops or volleyball or football, always a friendly crew here at Loomis. And let's see if some of their kids can get into the end zone here. 60-14 Amherst on the jet sweep. They give it to Asp along the near side. Ooh, a big collision as he heads up the field. He's popped at the 34-yard line and driven backwards at the 33. And the tackle by Dawson Trampy. And Trampy, I think he's got a little stinger on his right shoulder when he tried to make that tackle. Going to give Asp a gain of 5 on the play to bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go. Again, there were some great football games finished up earlier today. Clark turns, hands it to Asp, starts off the left side, gets across the 35, works his way up to the 37-yard line. Going to be just short of the first down. It'll be 2nd down and 1. Boone Central Newman Grove beat Kearney Catholic tonight 35-28 in a game that was back and forth the whole night long. No one ever had a two-score lead. Boone Central scored the final touchdown to end the Stars' season at 7-3. Kearney Catholic will probably be underrated. Two overtime losses, and both the teams are still in the playoffs. Quarterback draw, Clark has the first down, gets into Amherst territory to the 37-yard line, and a gain of 5 there for Zach Clark. And that'll be the first down of the second half for Loomis. Gothenburg will be at Cozad. Norfolk Catholic will be at Boone Central Newman Grove in the C1 quarterfinals next week. On the east side, Lakeview gets the upset tonight. And so Lakeview knocking off the number one seed on the C1 east side. And the pass by Clark is off the hands of Asp. They beat Syracuse 25-21. And they will be hosting Bishop Newman, who beat Wahoo in that Battle of Wahoo 21-14. Also, Lincoln Christian awaiting the Ashland Greenwood Wilbur Claytonia winner. Ashland Greenwood 28-23 in the fourth. Here it's 2nd down and 10, Loomis after the incomplete pass. Asp on the jet sweep. Big hole on the left corner, 35-30. Turned the edge. There was nobody there as Amherst has their second team defense in. They'll push him out of bounds at about the 27. A gain of 11 that time for the freshman.
Lauder, he does get the first down.
Lauder on the tackle. You've got Chaden Darby in there defensively. Dylan Lauder, as we said. Still, for the most part, first down. Jacob Peterson's in there. First team offense still in there for the most part. Hard count. Everybody moved. Offense, defense. And they're going to call that illegal procedure. 5-yard penalty.
Illegal procedure against the Wolves. 5-yard.
You're listening to KKPR FM, Kearney, Riverdale, and Loomis. Been a long football game. We had the injury to A.J. Mateka, which we hope the young man is going to come through whatever the injury is and that it's not very severe. But with all this scoring, even with the running clock, the game has taken a long time. 7:20 still to go in the fourth quarter. Counter play over the left side. It's Asp again. Has a little room as he comes to the sideline at the 25-yard line. And mark him down officially at the 23. I think they're being pretty gracious with the yardage. It'll be second down and 6 yards to go. Of course, that was after the penalty. So it was a gain of about 7.5, 8 yards, depending on where you want to call the sticks here. Mesco Sports postgame show coming up when we're done, then back to the studios for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Clark under center, I formation, 2nd and 6. He wants to throw, rolls to his right, has a man open, and overshoots the intended target in Brandon Blinkow. And that'll bring up a 4th down, or is it 3rd down and 6? 4th down and 6. The scoreboard said 2nd. The marker says 3rd. And it's actually 4th down, I do believe. Although everything else is 3rd, so let's go with 3rd. I think that's right, 3rd and 6. Passing it again, Clark, under some pressure, rolling right. He'll toss it out here. He's got a man at the 5, and just behind his intended receiver was A.J. Carlson. He tried to stop and reach back, but it falls incomplete. Good pressure that time by Logan Daly. Big old freshman comes back there. 5'10", 170-pound freshman putting some pressure there on Zach Clark. 0 of 5 in the second half through the air. 5 of 20 unofficially passing the ball tonight for Loomis. 5.5 to go in the game. 60-14 Amherst with the running clock here in the second half. And 4th and 6 coming up for Loomis at the 23. Back to pass again. Clark, now he's going to keep it on a bootleg right side. Tries to get the first down. Breaks a tackle at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and into the end zone for a 23-yard touchdown for Zach Clark to give him 69 yards rushing in the ball game and make it 60-20 with 5:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. That is the first score of the fourth quarter of play. And now, of course, lining up to go for the two-point conversion are the Loomis Wolves. Clark's going to come up under center. His fullback is Jack Allen. And he will turn and give it to the second man, and that's Mason Peterson. And Peterson is in for the two-point conversion. So Peterson gets in for the two. And with 5:19 to go in the ball game, it is Amherst 60, Loomis 22. State football brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road, online at dinsdaleauto.com. We'll be right back.
Few things bring a community together like cheering on the local high school team. Just like All Points Cooperative brings together what you need. From a quick trip to fill up with Cenex Fuels to a sit-down with their agronomy experts. From selecting the right seed to selling your grain, All Points Cooperative is your most valuable teammate. See your local All Points Cooperative location in Amherst and Loomis for quality Cenex Fuels and lubricants, and see Mike in Amherst for your agronomy needs. All Points Cooperative. Communities growing together.
ATC Communications in Arapahoe is your one-stop technology source for Southwest Nebraska. The friendly staff at ATC will help you make communications simple. Whether you need telephone service or high-speed internet for your home or business, ATC is ready to serve you. ATC Communications is a proud supporter of the Loomis Wolves. Give ATC a call at 888-565-5422 or online at atcjet.net for all your communication needs. ATC Communications, making communications simple.
Levi Asp will kick it off, taken at the 10, up to the 15, the 20, 25, and being brought down for Amherst is going to be Chance Pearson, and there are penalty flags on the play. Asp made the tackle, and it looks like there is a penalty here on Amherst. that will move it back from the 26. It's going to be a hold.
I believe it was a push in the back.
On the Amherst Broncos. That's their first penalty of the second half.
Moves the ball back to the Amherst 17.
And it'll be at their 17-yard line with 5:10 to go here in the football game, 60-22. Amherst in total control. They were up 40-8 at the half. Mason Klingelhoffer over 200 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns, 1 through the air. And on the draw play across the 15 and out to about the 18-yard line for Amherst as they continue to run new players into the football game. That is Chase Pearson. Chase Pearson.
Graydon Ludicky on the stop.
Carries the football.
6 on the play, second and 4.
He's going to get 6. And that'll make it second down and 4. Amherst will go to 9-1. Loomis will end the year 7-3. Out along the quarterback, hands it to Pierce again, and he fights his way close to the 20-yard line. And it'll be third down and about 3. Gain of a couple on that play for Pearson.
Great Ludicky made the stop. Brings up third.
4 minutes to go. And in a game that has been over since half, we're seeing everybody get in here in this 8-man contest, which is good for both teams, but better for Amherst as they want to run an option here. Adelung pitches it wide, now reversing. Pearson has to get back up the middle and make something out of nothing across the 20, and he's going to be right there at the first down marker. Should be enough to move the chains. First down number 19. Great run there by Pearson. It was an option to the near side, and then he's able to cut it back against the grain, fight off a couple of tackles, and get the first down and keep the ball in Amherst possession. 3.5 to go coming up the Misco Sports postgame show. Just about all the games are done tonight. Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, I believe John Dibbern tonight on the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. 1st and 10. Adelung takes it, pitches it to Pierce, tries to get over the left side. He's stood up and driven backwards there by Beisner and company after a couple of yard gain up to the 25-yard line.
Chase Pearson.
Gain of 3. And for Chase Pearson, he now has 4 carries for 14 yards. It will be Merritt Lawson and Tyson Havronic in the studio tonight. Tyson was out there for the St. Cecilia, went over Blue Hill. And a little miscommunication. They're going to go with an inside trap play to Dylan Lauder, who was lined up as the tight end on the right side. And Lauder, on that slow-developing play, didn't get a chance to move from the right around the left. He had to kind of go behind the quarterback, then behind a running back. And by that time, the green and white of Loomis was able to catch up to him and bring him down for a loss of 2 on the play. 2:10 remaining. It is 3rd down and 12. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line of Amherst. 60-22 Broncos. Again, Amherst will be at home Tuesday against Wallace. We'll let you know all the kickoff times as soon as we have them tomorrow morning. Hustling up to the line of scrimmage here on 3rd and 12. Adelung back to pass, wants to throw it out here, and it is incomplete, looking for number 7, Cole Eggie. And so, even with the incomplete pass, the clock will run. It looks like Loomis has a chance to get the football back. Adelung, that was his first pass attempt. He did try a pass on a 2-point conversion that fell incomplete. As we play out the string here at Loomis, as always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, including Channel Seed and Hildreth. See Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. Adelung on another end around, trying to get everybody to touch the football. And it looks like Cole Eggie does, but it's not going to be enough for the first down. And the ball out to the 22-yard line, a gain of 2.
Ball carrier number 22, Chris Rasmussen.
Or Chris Rasmussen, I guess they say it was. Not Eggie, so.
Excuse me, I think the ball carrier was 32, Dawson Trampy.
Well, either way, they're confused in the press box just like I am most of my life. 1 minute to go Time for maybe a couple of plays here for Loomis. 60-22. Great season for the Loomis Wolves. After starting 1-2, they had put together six straight wins. And Asp is now going to be the quarterback. He's going to turn and hand it off to Jack Allen. Allen will work his way up to the 20-yard line. That's going to be a gain of two. And time for one more play, and then the Nabisco Sports postgame show. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Not a whole lot of excitement here in the fourth quarter. Had one touchdown, a 38-yard run by Logan Dibbern, and then a 23-yard run by Zach Clark. Asp going to roll to his right. Quarterback keeper all the way. Gets to the 20, dives forward to the 17. 10 seconds to go, and that's going to be your ball game. As the final score here tonight will be the Amherst Broncos 60, the Loomis Wolves 22. When we come back, it's the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You may have to travel the world to find the one you love, but you'll find the dress you love close to home. The Bridal Aisle in Loomis has over 350 gowns in stock. The Bridal Aisle's combination of selection and service makes finding the perfect dress fun and easy for the entire wedding party. And a trip to the Bridal Aisle for prom has been a tradition for over 30 years. Don't forget the guys, with tux rental for both weddings and prom. Find the Bridal Aisle on Facebook at bridalaisle.com or in downtown Loomis.
And welcome back to Loomis with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, where it is time for the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Nabisco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years. See them before the games begin, because with their great selection, you'll get your game on and be better equipped for the games you play as they travel the state, taking care of our schools and athletes from their storefront location at Ord. Nabisco Sports. Here's a look unofficially at the final numbers I had tonight for the Loomis Wolves. Jack Otting Crandall, their leading rusher this year, had just 28 yards on 9 carries, 1 touchdown. He also had the kickoff return for a touchdown. Levi Asp came in there in the second half, had 6 carries for 31 yards. Andrew Abramson, 1 carry, had negative 4 in the football game. And so let's readjust some stats here real quick. Also, Teak Edwards, 1 carry for 3 yards. Jack Allen, 1 carry for 2 yards. Zach Clark, 12 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown. 30 rushes, 129 yards through the air. Just wasn't the night to catch the ball. It's just too darn cold. 5 of 20, including 0 of 5 in the second half for Zach Clark. No interceptions, no turnovers, 27 yards through the air, 129 on the ground. That's 156 yards of total offense, 10 first downs tonight for Loomis, 3 penalties for 18 yards, 3 punts for an average of 19 yards, one of them being blocked. But the most important thing is our thoughts with A.J. Mateka, who had to be taken by ambulance late in the third quarter or midway through the third quarter of our football game here tonight. And hopefully he'll be okay. Again, the scoring tonight for Loomis, the 3-yard run for Jack Otting Crandall on fourth and goal, which cut the lead to 12-8 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. But then they didn't score again until Otting
–
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand. Member FDIC.
Peerless Irrigation of Loomis gives you what you need most. Water. Think about it. Nothing's more important than water for you and your fields. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling takes pride in bringing water right to your home with residential well drilling, as well as increasing your crop's yield with quality irrigation. Quality, professional, affordable. At Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, our service is Peerless. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling in Loomis.
You know the old saying, if you don't like the weather in Nebraska, just wait, it's gonna change. That's fine for outside. But what if you need a change inside your house? Then you need Williams Indoor Air Quality. Williams Indoor Air Quality of Loomis is a dealer for two of America's top brands of heating and cooling systems, Lennox and Bryant. And they repair all brands. Heating, cooling, home, or light commercial, Williams Indoor Air Quality is the only call you'll need to make. Williams Indoor Air Quality of Loomis says, go Wolves!
Platte Valley Communications of Kearney and Lexington wishes to congratulate the Amherst Bronco volleyball and football teams on a successful 2013 season. Platte Valley is your one-stop solution for all your communication needs. From Motorola Business Band radios to Dish Network satellite TV. From Verizon wireless phones and services to cell phone repair. From business computer systems and networking to business security and surveillance systems. Platte Valley Communications, reminding the Amherst Broncos to finish the season strong.
Well, Doug, good to back with you here. We had some technical difficulties. In fact, the equipment is too cold. They want to go home, too. But we were telling you that the three touchdowns tonight from Loomis came from Jack Otting Crandall, one from 3 yards out, won a 74-yard kickoff return, and then a 23-yard touchdown run by Zach Clark. For Amherst tonight, let's give you a quick rundown. For Mason Klingelhofer, he had 21 carries, 203 yards, and three touchdowns. He also had a 31-yard touchdown reception. Brant Florell, two carries, 4 yards. Rasmussen had a carry for 2 yards, five carries for 24 yards and a touchdown for Devin Divern. Logan Divern had four carries for 49 yards and two touchdowns. Pearson cleaning up there at the end, four carries for 14 yards. Quarterback Trey Tobenheim had a total of seven carries for 52 yards in the ball game. Tobenheim also had three touchdown passes tonight, 6, 31, and 23 yards in the ball game. He also saw the following scoring: a 4-yard run by Mason Klingelhofer, a 7-yard run by Devin Divern, then a 6-yard pass from Tobenheim to Cole Preble in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Klingelhofer had touchdown runs of 7 and 54 yards, and then a 31-yard screen pass from Tobenheim to Klingelhofer made it 40-8 at halftime. A 23-yard touchdown pass from Tobenheim to Eckhout was the only pass attempt that he had in the second half. Logan Divern had a 9-yard touchdown run and a 38-yard touchdown run. And that will wrap things up here from Loomis as the football game comes to an end. And that is our Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau and Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy? It saves you money and gives you peace of mind knowing that what you work and play hard for is taken care of. Call today for a free quote. Once again, the next round of the state football playoffs coming up on Tuesday, and we'll find out more about that from the gang, Merritt Lawson and Tyson Obronik on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Big night tonight for Mason Klingelhofer. Four total touchdowns, 203 yards on the ground as Amherst defeats Loomis 60-22. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all our area athletes, schools, and teams for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in downtown Ord. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, for our stat tracker and scorekeeper, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Tomorrow night, high school volleyball, Bertrand takes on Giltner. Friday, it is also a 7 o'clock first serve as Kearney Catholic plays St. Paul. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE 4-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger 4-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE 4-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT 4-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford. Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away through.